the ceremony, God identifying himself by his characteristics, was delivered on Friday evening, March 20, 1964, Denham Springs High School in Denham Springs, Louisiana, USA. Uparazgi wa chiuta kujimanyisikanga iomwene na vya kuchitika vyake. Ukaperekeka pachinkondi kumise, March 20, 1964, Denham Springs High School, mu Denham Springs, Louisiana, USA.
I was just kind of surprised to see my friend Joseph Bose there, and I turned around and took a little bit of time to shake his hand.
Ine nangu vangati ndazizgwa waka kuona mbwezi wane Joseph Bose uko, ndipo ine nangungana muka, ndipo nangutora kanyingu kachoko kukorako chasa chake.
Let us turn now in the Word of God, the Hebrews, the first chapter. I want to read for a portion the first, second, and third verse for to draw a text for the night.
Tieni seti jure sono mumazgu kachivuta kuva Hebere chipatulo 1. Ine ngukumba kuti ndivazge kuchigawa 1, 2, na verse 3, kuti titolepo mutu wa usiku.
God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds.
Chiuta uyo mnyengo zakale na malu waka kupambana pambana wakayoya mnyengo zakale kuvasekuru kwizira mwa profeti. Wayoyaso mumazuwa aga gaumaliro kwa ise kwizira mwa mwanawake. Uyo iyo uwali kumusanka kuva mahaliri wa vindu vyose. Mwa mwene uyoso iyo wakapanga vyaru.
Who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
Uyo pakuwa mkugadima kwa uchindami wake, na chikozgo cha kuonekera cha umuntu wake, mazgu gankongono zake, ndipo wakufigirira vindu vyose na mazgu gankongono zake, apo iyo wakava wakakarapasi kuwoko la maliero la chikurukuru wa kuchanya nkanira.
Let us bow our heads now for prayer. And now, in his divine presence, if you have any requests that you'd like to be made known to him, would you just raise up your hand, and that's your request that God will...
Tieni iset sindamiske mituitu sono kutitirombe. Ndipo sono mkubapo kwake kwa uzimu, usange ime mulina chakupemba chirichose ime mkukumba kutichimanyikwe kwa iyo. Uli ime mkwezike waka wukulinu, ndipo icho ndi chakupemba chinu, icho chivuta wanga.
Our Heavenly Father, we are coming now up before thy throne by faith in the name of Jesus Christ, thy Son. And we have been given this assurance that if we asked anything in his name, it'll be granted.
Vata David wa kuchanya, ise tipuiza sono pandazi pachizumbe chino machipulikano muzina la Yesu Kristu mwana wino. Ndipo ise tapika chisimikizgo ichi chakuti, usange ise taromba chirichose mzina rake, ichi chipikenge.
And thou knowest our desires and our needs, and thou hast promised that you would supply all that we have need of. So, Father, we would pray as you taught us, thy kingdom come, thine will be done, in earth as it is in heaven.
Ndipo imwe mukumanya vya kukumba vitu na vya kusoweka vitu. Ndipo imwe murikulaizia kuti imwe muperekenge vyose ivyo ise tikusoweka. Ndewora madada ise tikurumba umo imwe mukatisambizgira ise, ufumu winu wize, kukumba kwinu kuchitike mcharu chapasi umokuliri kuchanya.
That our request tonight might be according to your desire to give it and grant to us these privileges.
Kuti chakupemba chitu siku uu chingamanya kuva chakulinga na kukumba kwinu kuti mupereke ichi, ndipo perekane kwa ise miyavi iyi.
Anoint the word, Lord, and all the speakers and the hearers, and may the Holy Spirit come in and be the doer of the word tonight among us, for we ask it in His name. Amen. Amen. Be seated.
Pakazgani mazgufumu na wose wakuyooya na wakupulikizga, ndipo nkromba mzimu mtuva wanjire ndipo wawe wakuchita mazgu siku uu pakatipitu. Pakuti ise tikuromba ichi muzinarake. Ameni. Ime kalani pasi.
Tomorrow morning, I understand, is a full gospel businessman's breakfast. Usually where they have a chapter, I have the privilege of speaking at their breakfast.
Na machero mlenji inenda palirika ndi chakurga cha mlenji cha full gospel businessman. Nyengo zinandi ukwa iwo valina chigava, ine nkuva na mwavi wa kuyoyanga pa chakurga chao cha mlenji.
So this time, that's the only organization, which is not an organization, but the only group that I belong to is the Christian businessman. And now I just speak for him internationally.
Kufika nyengo iyi, ili ndi bungwe le kapela, ilo ntandi bungwe, kwenye guru le kapela, ilo ine ndirimo, ndi Christian businessman. Ndiposono ine nguva parazgira waka iwo vyaru vyose.
Now tonight, we're trusting that this gathering will not be in vain. I've come to you a tired, a worn-out throat, and received a little bronchial from... I come from Tucson, where it's really good and dry, and I come here and it's really good and wet. So there's quite a contrast.
Sono siku, isa te kugomezia kuti kuungana uku nta kuvenge kwa pawaka. Inenda fika kwa ime wakuvuka, chigoromiro cha pereseka, ndipo ndapokera mankwara pachoko kachikoso kufuma... Inenda fumira kutusoni uko nkuwe menadi ndipo nkwa komira. Ndipo inenda fika kuno ndipo nkuwe menadi ndipo kwa chinyezi. Ntewola pali mpambano ikuru.
If you all got all the water over here, if you just send it over our way, we'd appreciate it. But you can't do that, of course.
Usange imwe molina maji ose kudera kuno. Usange imwe mungatitumizgira kuwaka anga kudera kwitu. Ise tinga wonga ichi. Kwenye imwe mungachita chara icho nkumanya.
But I tell you one thing, it's a parable there. All of our things in Arizona, our trees, is full of stickers. Everything has a sticker. It's because it's dry.
Kweni ine ngumpalirani imwe chindu chimoza, kuli ntalika kula, vindu vyose vya vitu, vindu vitu mu Arizona, makuni itu, nga kuzura na vya kulasa. Chirichose chirina chakulasa, ndi chifukwa chakuti ndi kwa komira.
Now, if that same bush growed over here, it'd be a nice, lovely leaf. See, it's without water. That's the reason it becomes a sticker. And when the church becomes without the water of life, it gets dry and sticky too. Sticking and punching at everything.
Sono sange kuni lenelira likamera kudera kuno, ili ringamanya kuwa hambali weme la kutuwa. Wonani, iri ilirije maji, nicho chifukwa iri ilikuwa la kulasa. Ndipo para mpingo wava wambla maji ga umoyo, uko mira ndipo kulasa na woso, kulasanga na kupetekanga chirichose.
But where the waters of life flows, it opens up the leaf and makes it tender, mellow, and sweet, holy, and acceptable unto God.
Kweni uko maji ga umoyo ga kwenda, iwo ga kujura hamba, na kulipanga iri la kulipituka, la kusikerereka, ndipo liweme, lituva, ndipo la kupokerereka kwa chivuta.
So may the Lord God water us tonight, that we won't be stickers, but we'll be fine leaves that the wayward people might sit down under the tree of our shade and find rest to their souls.
Njewora mba nyifumu chivuta watitirire ise usiku uu, maudinta ise tingamanga bakulasa. Kweni ise tive mahamba gaweme, mwakuti vantu vambla kupulikira vangamanya kukalakusi kwa kuni kwa mufiri witu na kusanga kupumula kumauzima gawo.
Now, I want to take the text tonight, if the Lord willing, and I'm pulling this little microphone just as close as I can because of the lack of voice.
So na ine ngakumba kutenditole mutu siku uu, usange fumi ya somerezika. Ndipo ine nkuguzira maiklofoni ichoko ii kufupi waka umo ine nengachitira chifukwa cha kumara kwa mazgu.
I want to, from the reading here of Hebrews 1:1, I want to take a text of God identifying himself by his characteristics. May I repeat that again, because I know these acoustics is bad here. God identifies himself by his characteristics.
Ine ngukumba kuti kufuma pakuverenga umu mu vaHebere 1:1. Ine ngukumba kuti nditorepo mutu wakuti chiuta kujimanyisikanga iyo mwene na vya kuchitika vyake. Ngromba ine ndiwerezgepo icho kamozaso. Chifukwa ine nkumanya vya kukwezikira mazwi ivi vile makora chara muno. Chiuta kujimanyisikanga iyo mwene na vya kuchitika vyake.
Now, most anything is identified by its characteristics. And I have a few scriptures here that and note that I would like to refer to.
Sono pafupifupi chirichose chikumanyikwa na vya kuchitika vyake. Ndipo ine ndire na malemba kachoko apa awo ine ngukumba na chakulemba. Icho ine ngukumba kuti ndio yepo.
Now, a characteristic of anything identifies what it is. Now, like in all nature, flowers are identified many times by their characteristic. If they're close together of one species to another, the characteristic of that flower will identify what flower it is.
Sono chakuchitika chachiri chose chikumanyisika ichi chiri. Sono ngati muchirengi wa chose, maruva kakumanyikwa nyingozinandi na makaliro gawo. Usange iwo gali kulundana pamoza chomene, ga mtundu moza kuunyake, makaliro galuva lira gama nyisikenge icholuva ili lili.
And in wildlife, many times, I'm a hunter, and you have to know the characteristic of the animal that you're hunting, or sometimes you can be certainly deceived.
Ndipo mvya moyo vya kutengere nyingozinandi, ine ndine chivinda. Ndipo imwe mkwenera kuti mumanye vya kuchitika vya chinyama icho imwe mkuzengera. Panji nyengozi nyake imwe nadi mungamanya kupusikika.
For instance, like the stone sheep way up in British Columbia. I was just under the Yukon this last fall. A couple of brethren here now was with me. And we were hunting.
Mwachi yerezgero, ngati stone sheep uko mu British Columbia. Ine nkava waka ku Yukon nyengo ya jumpa iye. Babale bangapo kuno sono wakabanane, ndipo ise tikazengeranga.
Now, if you didn't know the difference when you was tracking a sheep or a deer, you couldn't tell the difference unless you was a shrewd hunter. Because they make the same kind of tracks, they bound when they run away.
Sono sanga imwe ntamu kaimanya mpambano, para imwe mkarondezganga mberere panji nyisika. Imwe ntamu ngamanya kupara mpambano, peka imwe mkabachivinda wakuchenjera. Chifukwa, izo zikupanga mtundu wakuyana wantowa, izo zikuduka para zikuchimbira.
And then you see one standing in the distance with his head hid. Why, you would hardly know the difference. They're about the same size, across the rump part, it's white, just like the deer. It'd be very hard to tell them. But his horns identifies his characteristic by them horns.
Ndipo pamanyuma imwe mkuona imoza ya imirira patali, na mutu wake wakubisika. Chifukwa, imwe ntamu ngamanya mpambano. Izo ndiza kuyana pafupi cha kudera kunyuma, uku nkutuwa, kuyana waka na nyisika. Chivenga chinono na chomene kuzimanya izo. Kweni mpondo zake zikupara makaliro gake na mpondo zira.
The sheep has a horn that rounds and a deer has prongs that run out. And another thing, a deer wouldn't go quite that high to feed.
Mberere yiri na mpondo izo nza kunyongoroka. Ndipo nyisika yiri na mpondo izo nza kusongoka. Ndipo chindu chinyake nyisika nta inga kwera mchanya manteura kutiyirie.
And then the goat walking also. There's a characteristic in a goat and a sheep that you'd have to know the difference in them when you were up high because they both dwell high in the mountain. You have to know the difference.
Ndipo nteura mbuzi pakwenda na yoso. Muli makaliro mwambuzi na mberere, kuti imwe mkwenara kuti mumanye mpambano mwaizo, para imwe mkuva mchanya, chifukwa izo zose zikukara mchanya mupiri, imwe mkwenara kuti muimanye mpambano.
But if you notice, a goat stumbles himself as he walks, where a sheep sets his feet down like this as he walks. The characteristic of the way he makes his track.
Kweno sange imwe mkuona mbuzi kujikuvara iyo yene para iye kwenda. Ukomberere yikukazika runde rake pasi ngati nteura, apo iyo yikwenda. kashitiro umo iyo ikupangira ntowa yake.
You identify your game by the characteristics of what it does and how it acts and what it feeds and everything. It identifies itself by its characteristic.
Imwe mkuimanya nyama ino na makaliro awo iyo ikuchita, na umo iyo ikuchitira, na echo iyo ikuriga, na chirichose. Iyi kujimanyisika iyo yene na kakaliro kake.
And then you jump on and watch what happens. You can tell the way they go. You can tell by that characteristic of different animal.
Ndipo nteola imwe mchumpe imoza, ndipo onani icho chikuchitika. Ime mgamanya kupara umo izo zikwendera. Ime mgamanya kupara kwizira mkakaliro kanyama za kupambana pambana.
Then did you ever notice, I don't know where you have them here or not, yellowhammers. Well, thicker is the right name for them. And a jaybird. A jaybird is about the same size of a yellowhammer.
Nteola kasi imwe mulikuonapo. Ine ntanga kumanya kwali imwe mulinato kuno panjichara. Yellowhammers, inya. Kungazima ndizina liweme la ito. Na kayuni kafuawa. Kayuni kafuawa kali ngasaizi ya kuyana ngati yellowhammer.
And you see the two flying. They're both about the same kind of bird. If you can't see the color, but just watch them, you can tell which is the yellowhammer.
Ndipo imwe mutuone tuwiri tukuduka. Tose tuwiri ndi pafupfupi mtundu wa kuyana wa kayuni. Usange imwe munga uona chara mtundu. Kweni tulavisikini waka utu. Ime mungamanya kupara akundi kayero hama.
The jaybird flies more or less in a bee line. But the yellowhammer, flapping his wings, as he flaps his wings, he goes down and then up. Down and then up.
Kayuni kavuawa kakuduka, kuruska panji kucheperapo, mukashitiro kanjuchi. Kweni yero hama kukupulanga mapapindo wake. Apo iko kakukupula mapapindo wake. Iko kakukira pasi na kukira mchanya. Kukira ndipo pamanyuma mchanya.
He makes himself in a bound like that, and you can tell that's a characteristic of the yellowhammer, the way he flies.
Wanani, iko kakuchipanga iko keka mkukota-kota ngati nteura. Ndipo ime mgamanya kupara ako ndika kaliro kayero hama umo kakudukira.
If you notice the quail, when he comes out, the way he comes up, and then watch if you're in a swamp, or a quail might be in a knife. You hunters know that.
Usange imwe mkuona kayuni kama toto matoto para iko kakwiza patali. Umo iko kakukwerera mchanya. Ntawara wanani usange imwe muli mchitavali. Ukopanji kungamanya kuwa kayuni kama toto matoto na kakuwa. Imwe vivinda mkumanya icho.
The Wilson snipe and the Jack snipe, they identify themselves by the way they come out, the way they go. They identify by their characteristic of flying, of what kind of a bird they are.
Wilson snipe na Jack snipe, utu tukujimanyisika ito tuene umo ito tukufumira na umo ito tukurutira. Ito tukujimanyisika na kachitiro kawa kakuduka za mtundu wa kayuni ito tuli.
Therefore, if you just heard him, you can just tell what it was the way he went out, what he is by the characteristic of his flying.
Ipo sange imwe ya mkatupulika waka ito, ima mgamanya kupara kasi aka kakavavichi, umo iko kakarutira, icho iko kali, na kashitiro kakuduka kwake.
Like a man and a woman, they're both human beings, but a woman has a different characteristics to a man.
Ngati mwanarumi na mwanakazi, ibo vose ndi wantu. Kweni mwanakazi walina makaliro ganyake kakulikana na mwanarumi.
I was reading here some time ago about Solomon and the queen. I've never got around to preaching in my little message here to you on the queen of the south, coming up to see Solomon and seeing that gift of discernment.
Ine nkabazganga hapa nyengo inyake kale za Solomon na fumukazi. Ine ntandiri kusangapo nyengo kudindi paranzi utengewane uchoku kuno kwa imwe pafumukazi ya kumwera. Kwiza kuti izakamuone Solomon na kuona cha wanangwa chira cha kusanda.
I was reading about that year not long ago, and they said that one of the puzzles that was put before Solomon was this queen took a woman, or women rather, and dressed them like man. Now that was foreign in that day, but it certainly is up to date today.
Ine nkabazganga zaicho kuno ntaka lechomene, ndipo iwo wakayohoya kuti, imoza ya zintarika izo zikavikika pandazi pa Solomoni ikava fumukazi iyi katora mwanakazi panji mwanakazi mpanyiko ndipo ikavavwalika iwo ngati mwanarumi. Sono icho chikava cha chirendo minyengo ira kwene nadi ichi chiriko nyengo iyi mwanya uno.
And you know that's wrong. The Bible said that a woman shouldn't do that. It's an abomination for a woman to put on a garment that pertains to a man. The unchangeable God said that. So that is true.
Ndipo imwe mukumanya uko nkwananga. Baiboro likayoya kuti mwanakazi wangachitanga chara icho. Ndicha kukoza soni kwa mwanakazi kuti wavware cha kuvwara cha mwanarumi. Ndipo chiuta wambula kusinta wakayoya icho. Ntewara uo mbunenesko.
So we find out that Solomon no more than watched him. He had him to walk or do something. And immediately says, women. See, he could tell by the characteristic of that woman, the way she handled herself, that she was woman and not man.
Ntewala hii sedu usanga kute Solomoni, ntawa wakabala visisika wakapera iwo, iyo wakabapanga iwo kutivayende panji kuchita chinduchi yake. Ndipo maruiro wakuti, ndivana kazi. Wanani, iyo wakamanya kupara na kachitiro kama na kazi yura, umo iyo wakajipangira iyo mwene. Kuti iyo wakawa mwanakazi ndipo ntamo na rumi.
And then most anything that way with his characteristics is like many people are left-handed and right-handed. Their characteristic, the way they handle themselves. You can tell whether it's a right or the left-hand person by the way they conduct themselves and the way they reach out always with that left hand or the right hand.
Ndipo nteura pafufupi chirichose chirimento waira. Na vya kuchitika vyake. Ngandi umovandu vanandi mba chamazere na chamargero. Iwo mba kachitiro umo iwo uva kuchitira iwo wene. Imo ya mgamanya kupara kwa rindi muntu wa woko la margero panji woko la mazere. Na umo iwo uva kuchitira iwo wene. Umo iwo nyingo zose wa kugwiriskira nchito woko lira na mazere panji la margero.
And remember Jesus had something like that, that two hands are just almost, they are the same. They've got the same kind of thumbprints, fingerprints, five fingers, small index and so forth, just as the right hand and the left hand has the same kind of fingers normally, same size hand, just exactly.
Ndipo kumbukirane, Yesu wakabana chinyake ngati icho chakuti, maoko gaviri ndipa fupi waka, iwo nga kuyana, iwo gari na vidindo vya kuyana vya chigunyo. Vidindo vya njove, njove zinkonde, ichoko ya kufupi kuchigunyo, na zinyake nteura. Kuyana waka na woko la kumargero na woko la kumazere lile na njove za kuyana waka, makora waka, woko la saizi ya kuyana, mkanira ndende.
And the only difference there is in them is one is left and the other is right.
Yes.
That's the only difference you can tell. One is left, other right.
Ndipo mpambano ye kapera iripo mwaiwo njakuti limoza nda mazere ndipo limoza nda margero. Iyo ndi mpambano ye kapera imwe mungayowoya. Limoza nda mazere, limoza linyake nda margero.
So then in that, Jesus said, I might drop a little point here. Jesus said in Matthew 24 that the characteristics of the Spirit would be somewhat alike in the last days. So close that would deceive the very elected if it was possible.
Jaula hapa manyuma muicho Yesu wakati. Ine panji ningaponyapo fundo ichoko apa. Yesu wakayoya mu Matei 24 kuti. Vya kuchitika vya mzimu viza mkuwa vya kuyana mu mazuva ga umaliro. Kukosga na chomene mwakuti vingamanya kupusika wa kusoleka usange kukawenge kwa machitiko.
See, that just you take your hand and just hold it up. See, if you don't notice, one of them looks like the other in every way, but one of them is left and the other is right.
Wanani, iyo yivenge waka, imwe mtole woko lino ndipo mulikwezike waka mchanya. Wanani, usange imwe nta mkula visiska, limoza la iwo likuoneka ngati linyake, mtu wa iliose. Kweni limoza la iwo ndamazere, ndipo limoza linyake ndamargero.
That's the way the spirits are in the last day. They're somewhat alike. But they have a characteristic that identifies them. One is right and the other is wrong. And it can be identified by its characteristic.
Umo ndimo mzimu yiriri mnyengo ya umaliro. iyo yikuvanga ti yikukosgana, kweni iyo yiri na kachitiro ako kakuyima nyisika iyo. Umoza ndi wa unenesko, ndipo umoza wenyake ndi wa utesi, ndipo uunga manya kumanyikwa na kachitiro kake.
The Spirit of God can be identified by its characteristic. See, the Spirit of God and the Spirit of the Church. There's a church spirit and a Spirit of God that's absolutely not like the church spirit at all.
Mzimu wa chivuta ungamanya kumanyikwa na kachitiro kake. Mkuona, mzimu wa chivuta na mzimu wa mpingo. Uliko mzimu wa mpingo na mzimu wa chivuta uonadi nta ulingati ndi mzimu wa mpingo mtowa iliyose.
There's a denominational spirit. There's a national spirit. There's a spirit of the nation. Every nation, when I go into you, you walk in there, you find a different spirit.
Kuliko mzimu wa chibungwe. Kuli mzimu wa fuko. Kuli mzimu wa charu. Charu chirichose. Para ine nkunjira mwene mura. Iwo kunjira mwene mura. Iwo kusanga mzimu wa kulekana.
I went into Finland, fine people, but there was a Finnish spirit. I go down into Germany. There's a German spirit.
Ine nkaruta mfinlandi. Vandu vaweme. Kweni kula kukaba mzimu wa chifinish. Ine nkanjira mjermani. Kuli mzimu wa chijerman.
You're not long ago, I was going with the wife when we still lived in Indiana a couple of years ago over to the little supermarket. I just come home. We had to go get some food.
Kuno ntaka lechomene. Ine nkaendanga na mwoli. Apoise tikama tichali kukala mu Indiana. Virimika vingapo vya jumpa. Uko kumsika ukuru pachoko. Ine nga bakuti ndafika waka pa nyumba. Ise tika inera kuti tika guleko chakuria.
And on my road over there, it's the summertime. You might not believe it, but we found a lady had a dress on. And it was so strange, it shocked me. I said, oh, look at there. It looks strange. That woman's wearing a dress. The rest of them was wearing clothing, not becoming to the woman.
Ndipo pa walendo wane wakurutakula ise. Ikaba nyengo ya kocha. Imwe panji ntamu gomezgenge ichi. Kweni ise tikasanga dona wakavara diresi. Ndipo chikaba chachirendo chomene. Ine, ichi chikandi zukumiska ine. Ine nkati. Lavesikani kura, chira chikuoneka chachirendo, mwanakazi yura wavara diresi. Panyake vose wakavara maraya au nta ganchindi kwa mwanakazi.
I said, well, that's just the American spirit, then the spirit of America. Yes. Now, spirit of America, it's supposed to be a Christian nation, but the spirit of this nation is not Christian.
Amen.
It might be called Christian nation, but it's a million miles from it in characteristic.
Ndipo iyo wakati, ine nkati, inya, uo ndi mzimu waka wachi Amerika, uo nani, mzimu wa Amerika. Sono mzimu wa Amerika, undi chikwenda kuva charu cha Chikristu kweni mzimu wa charu ichi ntangwa Chikristu ichi panyake chingachemeka charu cha Chikristu kweni ichi chiri mitunda mamilioni kufuma ku ichi muvya kuchitika.
So this woman she said well, aren't we Americans? I said no, we live here, this is our country, we stay in it, we love it. It's the best nation in the world, but yet we are not Americans.
Teura mwanakazi uyu ine nkati. Iyo wakati, inya, kasi ise ndisevina Amerika chara, wakati. Ine nkati, chara, ise tikukarakuno, ichi ndi charuchitu, ise tikukaramu ichi, ise tikuchite mwa ichi, ichi ndi charuchiwe mechomene mucharu. Kweni ndipo uli ise ndise vina Amerika chara.
I said, we are born from above.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit come down and we belong to a kingdom.
Amen.
It's not of this world.
Ine nkati, ise tiri kubabika kufuma kuchanya. Mzimu mtuva wakiza pasi. Ndipo ise tiri kufumu. Untangwa charo ichi.
I said, that's the reason that our sisters wear dresses. Wear long hair, don't wear makeup. See, their characteristics identify them as holiness unto the Lord.
Amen.
From above.
Ine nkati, ndicho chifukwa kuti varongo sivitu vakufuara madiresi, valina sisiritali, ntava kujipenta penta, unani, vya kuchitika vyavo vikuwa manyisika iwo ngati vatuwa kwa fumu kufuma kuchanya.
Therefore, we are seeking a kingdom. We are seeking a king to come and receive his subjects to his kingdom. And they are identified by their characteristics that their treasures are not of this earth or of this nation. It's of above in glory. Therefore, they look for a city whose builder and maker is God. They are properly identified.
Ipo ise tikupenja ufumu. Ise tikupenja fumu kuti ize na kupokerera vantu vake kufumu wake. Ndipo iwo vakumanyikwa na vyao, vya kuchitika vyao. Kuti vyuma vyao ndamu vya charu chapasi ichi panji fuko ili. Ichi ncha kuchanya muchindami. Ipo iwo, iwo vakupenja msumba uo mzengi wake na wakupanga ndichiuta. Iwo mba kumanyikwa makura.
Wish I had enough voice to preach to you some night, but I get off of that.
Na kumbanga ntena nanguwa na mazika kukwanira kuti ndeza kamparazgireni imwe usiku unyake. Kwenine ine nguwa na mwami uchoko kuicho.
Now, identified by its characteristics, we find a good example here in the time of Israel coming to the promised land. And God had called him according to his promise.
Sonno, kumanyikwa na vya kuchitika vyake. Ise tikusanga chirezgero chiwemi apa mnyengo ya Israeli kunjira mucharu cha pangano. Ndipo chivuto wakabachema iwo kukulingana na pangano lake.
He told Abraham that he would his seed would be in this strange nation for 400 years and then he would deliver him with a great mighty hand. And they go to a land that was promised was flowing with milk and honey.
Iyo wakampalira Abraham kuti iyo antena mbewa yake iza mkuwa mucharu ichi cha chirendo pavirimika 400. Ndipo pamanyuma iyo waza mkumugombora iyo na woko likuru la nkongono. Ndipo iyo waza mkuruta kucharu. Pamanyuma chikala izgika chikaindanga mkaka na uchi.
And then when that time of the promise drew nigh, there come a Pharaoh who didn't recognize Joseph's great ministry that he had among them.
Ndipo pamanyuma para nyengo ya pangano ikate yenengenera kura kugiza faro uyo nta wakaziruiska utumiki ukuru wa Joseph uyo iyo wakawanao pakati pao.
And this God raised up a prophet named Moses. And the man was taught in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. No doubt but what he was a great smart intellectual man. For he could teach the Egyptians wisdom.
Ndipo ichi chuta wakawusika mprofeti wakutika Moses. Ndipo manarumi wakasambizgika mvinjeru vyose vya vina Egupto. Kwa mblangaiko kweni kuti iyo wakawamukuru, wakuchenjera, mundu wazeru, pakuti iyo wakamanyanga kusambizga vina Egupto vinjeru.
Look like a properly fitted man for deliverance. But you see what we call deliverance and what God calls deliverance is some difference. Yeah.
Wakawoneka ngati wakukwanira makora mundu wakukwanira kuti wakawombore. Kweni imewonani, icho iseti kuchichema uombozi, na icho chuta wakuchema uombozi, pali mpambano inyake.
Now watch this man with all of his ethics. He knew he was born to deliver the children of Israel, yet with all of his education, that's all he knew about, and knowing that he was called of God to do the job, he had all of his... He had his Bachelor of Art and his PhD and LLD and so forth. And he went out to deliver Israel and was a total failure.
Sono mwoneni muntu uyu na makaliro kake uose ga umuntu. Iye wakamanya kuti iye wakababika kuti wa umborenge vana wa Israeli. Kweni na masambiro kake uose. Nicho cheka iye wakamanyapo. Na kumanyanga kuti iye wakachemeka na chuta kuti wakachitenchito. Iyo wakawa na vyake vyose vya, iyo wakawa na yake Bachelor of Art, na PhD, na LLD, na vinyake nteura. Ndipo iyo wakaruta ukaombora Israeli, ndipo iyo wakawa wakutonde keratu.
Now notice, look like him being with his foot on the throne in Egypt to become the Pharaoh, that he could deliver the children of Israel after he become Pharaoh because he was next in line for the throne.
Sono wanane chikawaneka ngati, iyo pakuwa narundi rake pampando wa chifumu muigupto kuti wawe faro, kuti iyo ntena wakawombora vana wa Israeli pamanyuma pakuti iyo wakawa faro, chifukwa iyo wakawa wakurondezigapo mumzere kuwa fumu.
But you see, that in doing it that way wouldn't identify God's characteristic in delivering his people. He said he would deliver them. He would deliver them with a mighty hand. Not Moses with a mighty army, but God with a mighty hand.
Kweni ime wanani, kuti imu kuchitangachira mtawaira, ndena chikawoneska cha kuchitika cha chuta chara mkuombolanga bantuvake. Iyo wakati iyo wamkuwa ombora iwo. Iyo ntena wakawa ombora iwo na wakorikuru lankongono. Nta Moses na guru lankongono lankondo. Kwene chiuta na woko lankongono.
We find that this prophet run away and was in the wilderness for 40 years. It taken Pharaoh 40 years to drill an education into him and took God 40 years to drill it out of him.
Ise tukusanga kuti mprofeti huyu wakachimbira ndipo wakawa mumapopa pa virimika 40. Ichi chikamtolera faro virimika 40 kuti wavikemo masambiro mwaiyo. Ndipo chikamtolera chiuta virimika 40 kuti wafumisikemo ichi mwaiyo.
So we find one day that he on the backside of the desert met the Lord God in a burning bush in a form of a pillar of fire laying in a bush.
Ndiwara ise tikusanga zvarimoza kuti iyo kusere kwa chiparamba. Wakakumana na Yehova chiuta muchivuati chakugorera. Mukawonekero kalave ra moto likava muchivuati.
And he was asked to take off his shoes, that the ground he was standing on was holy. Now look at this fine, cultured, educated man that had been. What's the changing of his characteristics after he met God?
Ndipo iyo wakafumbika kuti wavule skapato zake, kuti maro awo iyo waimirirapo gakawa gatuva. Sono muoneni muwemi uyu, wakulereka makora, mundu wakusambira, uyo wakawako, wanani kusinda kwa vya kuchitika vyake pamanyuma pakuti iyo wakati wakumana na chuta.
He done the most, sometimes God does things in such a simple way and such a foolish way to the carnal way of thinking.
Iyo wakachita chikuru chomene, nyengo zinyake chuta wakuchita vindu muntowa ya kupweka ya nteura na muntowa ya kupusa ya nteura.
Notice, a man who had been a total failure with all Egyptian armies and everything around him to do the will of God with all of his education at the age of 40 years old in his prime.
Wanani mtu uyo wakawa wakutondekeratu na vangondo wose wa Egypto na vinyake vyose vya kumzingirizga iyo kuti wachite kumbo la chuta na masambira wake wose pamsingu wa virimika 40.
Here he is 80 years old the next morning with his wife sitting straddle of a mule with a young un on her hip and a stick in his hand going down to Egypt to take over. You talk about a ridiculous sight, but that was displaying the characteristics of God because he had a man who would believe his word. That's all.
Iyo wali hapa, virimika 80, mlenji wakurondezgako. Na muori wakara mkutangarara pa buru, na bonda pa chuno chake, na ndodo muoko lake, kukiriranga kwa Egypto, kuti wakatore ula muriro. Ima mkuyowa ya zakawonekero kakunyozeka, kweni kula kukava kuoneskeranga vya kuchitika vya chuta, chifukwa iyo wakava na muntu uyo wakamanya kugomezga mazgugake, mbwenu kwa mara.
The thing of it was, could you imagine a one man invasion going to Egypt? Where an army had failed. But what was it? His characteristic, his tactics was changed. He was going in the name of the Lord. I am that I am.
Kani apa ikabayakuti. Kasi ime mungaringalira kufwamba kwa munti moza kurutanga kwa Egypto. Uko vangondo wakatondeka. Kweni kasi ichichika wachivichi. Vya kuchitika vyake. Ndowa zake zikasinta. Iyo wakarutanga muzina la Yehova. Inendine uyo inendine.
The thing of it was, he took over. He did because he was going in the power of the Lord.
Kani apa ikabayakuti, iyo wakatora ulamuliro, iyo wakachita, chifukwa iyo wakarutanga mungongono za Yehova.
On his road leading Israel out to the promised land, he come in contact with his brother His denominational brother, Moab. Now, Moab by no means were heathens. That was Lot's daughter's children. One of their children had sprung Moab.
Pa ulendo wake kulongozganga Israeli kuruta kucharo cha pangano. Iyo wakakumana na mbali wake wa chibungwe Moabu. Sono Moabu mtawayiri yose, vakavavambula kugomezga, vala vakavavana vavana vanakanzi valuti. Yumoza wavana vao wakababa Moabu.
Now, up there I want you to notice these two nations in contrast. Here was Egypt, a little scattered about, no nation to go to, no executives or no king or nothing or any dignitaries among them, just the people on their road to a promised land. And here they had to go through the land of Moab. It was right in the line of promise.
Sono kumtunda kula ene kukumba kuti imwe muone mitundu iwiri iye mukususkana. Apa pakaba Egupto muchoko wakambininika. Kukavavye charu chakuti chiruteko. Kukavavye vapachanya panji kukavavye fumu panji chirichose. Panji vakuru vakuru varivose pakati pao. Vantu waka paulendo wao kuruta kucharu cha pangano. Ndipo apa iwo vakainera kujumba mucharu cha Moabu. Ichi mkavankanira mumzere wa pangano.
And Moab also was a believer in Jehovah. And they had a prophet. And Israel had a prophet. Both of them had prophets.
Ndipo Moabu na Yoso wakava wagomezga mwa Yehova. Ndipo iwo wakava na mprofeti. Ndipo Israel wakava na mprofeti. Wose vaviri wakava na waprofeti.
And I noticed, they come to the place that the prophet of the organized nation was coming down to curse this other nation because it was just a drifter, not having a certain place to stay. So they come down and watch those two prophets.
Ndipo sonno wonani, iwo wakafika pamaro uko mprofeti wa fuko la bungwe wa kizanga kuti wa zakatembe fuko linyake iri. Sifuwa iri likava waka la kuyenda yenda, ntali kava na maro ganyake kakuti ilikarepo. Ntaura iwo wakafika. Ndipo wakawaona wa profeti waviri vara.
When it comes fundamentally speaking, both of them were exactly right. Because Noah's Balaam, the bishop, told him, now you build me 7 altars. 7 is the complete number of God, representing the 7 church ages, the 7 days of creation, so forth.
Palaichi chafika pakuyo ya mafundo. Wose waviri wakava ndendende vaneneska. Chifukwa wanani, Balaam, Bishop, wakava parira iwo. Sono imwe mundizengere ine majochero 7. 7 di nambara ya kukwanira ya chuta. Kuimiriranga miwiro 7 ya mpingo. Mazova 7 ya kulenga vinyake nteura.
Now notice, 7, God is completed in 7. 7 altars. And on each altar put a bullock. Now that's exactly the same altar they had down in Israel's camp.
Sono onani, 7, chivuta angwa kukwanira mu 7, majochero 7, ndipo majochero lirinose muwekepo nkambako. Sono hilo ndindendende jochero lenelira iwo vakabanaro mu msasa wa Israel.
There they are down in Israel. Amen. With the same altar they got up here and the same sacrifice. A bullock and a bullock. A prophet and a prophet.
Yes.
Two nations in contrast. A very perfect example of the day we're living.
Yes.
We had time to go into it.
Iwo vali kusika kula mu Israeli. Na jochero lenelira iwo vali nalo kunena kula. Na sembe yeneira. Nkambako na nkambako. Mprofeti na mprofeti. Mafuko gaviri mukususkana. Chierezgero cha kufikapo cha nyengo iwo ise tikukaramo.
Notice, God doing this in parable, we would find out, paralleling. Now, also, Balaam required a ram on each altar. That was speaking of his faith in a coming Messiah.
Wonani chiuta kuchitanga ichi muntalika. Icho ise tikusanga chikuyana. Sono na yoso bala mwaka kumbanga mbelele ya nalumi pa jochero lidirose. Icho chikayawayanga za chipulikano chake mumesia uyo wakizanga.
A ram, he sheep, that's the same sacrifice they had down in Israel, down in the camp of Israel up here by Moab. The fundamentally, they were both right. But notice, fundamentally in doctrine.
Mberere, mberere ya narumi, yira ndisembe yene iyo iyo wakawanayo kula mu Israeli, kusika mu msasa wa Israeli, kumtunda kuno kufupi mu Moab, mafundo, iwo wose wakawaneneska, kweni wanani mafundo mchisambizgo.
But one prophet down in Israel's camp had the characteristics of God and the Word of God. He stayed with the promise of God for that age because he was in a line going to the promised land.
Amen. Kwenye prophet imoza kusika mumsasa wa Israeli wakawa na vya kuchitika vya chiuta na mazgo ga chiuta. Iyo wakakara na pangano la chiuta kumwiro ula. Chifukwa iyo wakawa mumzere kurutanga kucharo cha pangano. Mkuona?
Now as far as the fundamental part, Balaam could be just as identified as Moses was. But you see, Moses, being the correct prophet of God, not only had the fundamental parts, but had the identification of God.
Sono, kufika kuchigawa chafundo, Balaam, Balak waka manyisikika waka umo Moses wakavira. Kweni ime wanani, Moses pakuwa mprofeti wa kwenerera wa chivuta, nta iyo wakava na vigawa vyafundo pera, kweni wakava waku manyisikika kwa chivuta.
See, he was in line of duty, exactly what was promised for that age, not for the age of Noah. But for the age then, I will take you to a land that's flowing with milk and honey.
Wanani, iyo wakaba mumzere wanchito. Ndende icho chikala izgika kumwiro ula. Nta kumwiro wanua. Kwene kumwiro ula. Inendi mtolera ninge ime kucharu icho chikwenda mukaka na uchi.
They were on their way and Israel was identified with their prophet Moses. With the message of that age. God. Characteristics identified in Moses.
Ivo wakawa paulendo wawo. Ndipo Israel wakamanyikwa na mprofeti wawo, Moses, na utenga wa mwiro ula. Vya kuchitika vya chiuta vikawoneka mwa Moses.
A pillar of fire was following him. He also had the atonement in action. Not speaking of it, but had it in action.
Amen.
Not what will be, what is right now.
Lavira moto likamlondezganga iyo. Iyo na yoso wakawa na mpepisko mkuchita kwake. Nta kuyoyanga za ichi. Kweni wakawa nacho ichi mumlimo. Nta icho chiza mkuvako. Icho chiliko sono ntena.
Notice, he had a brass serpent that had been lifted up for the sickness and diseases of the people. Therefore, Moses was practicing divine healing.
Wanani, iyo wakawa na njoka ya mkuva, iyo ika kwezgeka mchanya chifukwa cha urwali na matenda gabantu. Ibo Moses wakachitanga machirisko gauzimu.
He had the atonement, the brass serpent symbolizing that God was in the camp. And the people were looking on that brass serpent and being healed.
Iyo wakawa nayo mpepisko, njoka ya mkuva kuimiranga chimanyikwiro kudichivuta wakawa mumsasa. Ndipo vandu vakalavisikanga panjoka ira ya mkuva ndipo vakachiranga.
He also had a smitten rock following him. And that was identifying God. To keep the waters of life among them. Joy and salvation. That they would not perish but had everlasting life. It was a type of that smitten rock. In the wilderness was a type of Christ being smitten.
Iyo wakavaso na jarawe la kutimbika kumurondezganga iyo. ndipo icho chikawonesikanga chiuta kuti lisunge maji ga umoyo pakati pawo chimwemwe na chiponosko kuti iwo waleke kuparanyika kwene vavenge na umoyo wa miirayira. Ichi chikava chilinganizo cha jarawelira la kutimbika mumapopa likava chilinganizo cha Kristu wa kutimbika.
Then they were traveling in the line of promise. That was another identification, the showing God's characteristic. No matter how fundamental this other one was with the word, he had the fundamentalism plus the identification and the characteristic of God among them. God identified himself.
Teora iwo wakayendanga mumzere wapangano. Icho chikava chimanyisiko chinyake cha chiuta. Kuoneskanga cha kuchitika cha chiuta. Pale jekandu kwali minyake uyu wakawa mafundo uli na mazgo. Iyo wakawa nago mafundo kusazgirapo kumanyisikika na cha kuchitika cha chiuta pakati pawo. Chiuta wakajimanyisika iyo mwene.
Two prophets. Both of them prophets. Both of them fundamental. But God identified his characteristics in Moses because he had the characteristics of God with him.
Va profeti vaviri, vose vaviri va profeti, ndipo vose vaviri vafundo. Kwene chiuta wakawoneska vya kuchitika vyake mu Moses. Chifukwa iyo wakawa na vya kuchitika vya chiuta pamoza na iyo.
Now, again, God's characteristics is always supernatural. Because he is supernatural. God is supernatural.
Sono kamozaso, vya kuchitika vya chiuta nyingo zose ndi vya uzimu. Chifukwa iyo ndi wa uzimu, chiuta ndi wa uzimu.
It's unusual always to the modern trend of thinking of the day. You know that. God's always has upset the apple cart for the religious groups in every age it's ever passed.
Ichi ncha chirendo nyingo zose kukachitiro ka kagananganiro kanyingo iyi. Ime mukumanya icho. Chiuta nyingo zose wali kutimbanizga plani kuwa kumaguru ga sopi sopi mumuira uri wose uo ukavako.
And not one time did ever a person or a group of people ever organize herself together upon a message but what they died in one of the shelf and never raised again. There's no history.
Ndipo ntanya ngwe imoza wakawako muntu panji guru la bantu wakapanga bungwe iboweka pamoza pa utenga kweni kuti iwo wakafwa ndipo wakavikika pa sherufu ndipo ntava kaukaso palije mdauko.
The Lutherans, the Presbyterians, the Methodists, the Baptists, the Pentecostals and so forth never raise again. When they go to grouping it, God deals with individuals.
Valutharani, va Presbyterian, va Methodist, va Baptist, va Pentecost, na vanyake nteura, ntava kaukaso, para iwo wakayamba kupanga bungwe ichi. Chiuta wakuchita na vantu payeka payeka.
Notice, he's so unusual to the way of thinking. See, we get off in a trend and we have to believe it this way. And then God comes around with his word that he's promised and identifies himself in that word. This group can't go to it because they don't believe in him. See, it's done cut itself off from it.
Wonani, iyongwa chirendo chomene kuntowa ya kagananganiro. Wonani, isetu kupuruka mntowa. Ndipo isetu kwenera kugomezga ichi mntowa iyi. Ndipo pamanyuma chivuta okwiza na mazgugake awe iyo walikulaizga. Ndipo kujimanyisika iyo mwene mu mazgugara. Guru iri ntali ngaruta kuichi. Chifukwa iri ntali kugomezga muichi. Wonani, iri la jidumulako irolene kuichi.
Like Joseph, he was a son of David and a good man. Joseph, the husband of Mary, he was a good man and no doubt read the Bible, the scrolls continually because and was looking for a Messiah to come and should have known what the scripture said that would take place. Isaiah said, a virgin shall conceive.
Ngati Yosefe, iye wakava mwana wa Davidi, ndipo muntu muweme, Yosefe mfumu wa Maria. Iye wakava muntu muweme, ndipo kwa mbala nkaiko wakavanzika baiboro, vya kulembeka rutaruta chifukwa. Ndipo wakalindizganga Mesia kutiwizenge. Ndipo wakainera kuti wakamanya icho lemba likayowoya icho chiza mkuchitika. Yesaya wakati mwali wazamkuba na ntumbo.
Well, now he was going with this young girl, Mary, probably 18 years old. He's probably a bit older. And then when they were engaged to get married, she shows up to be mother. Now that was kind of hard for Joseph to kind of settle on that.
Inya sono, iyo wakayendezgananga na msungwa na mchoko uyu Maria, panyake wavirimika 18. Ndipo iyo panyake wakavamlala pachoko, ndipo nteona pariwa wakati wafikirana kuti watorane, iyo wakawoneka kuti wawenge mama. Sono icho chikavangati chakusuzgirapo kwa Yosefe kuti wachipokerere icho.
No doubt but what Mary told in the visit of Gabriel, but we notice the way his character was leading him, he doubted it. Now she was found to be mother before they were wed. And in the Bible, that punishment is death by being stoned.
Kwa mlangaiko kweni kuti Maria wakamparira iyo kuti wakayendereka na Gabriel. Kweni ise tikuona umo vya kuchitika vyake vika mlongozgeranga iyo, iyo wakakaika ichi. So na iyo wakasangika kuti wakava mama pambere iyo wakava vandatorane. Ndipo mbaiboro, chirango icho ndi nyifwa pa kuchita kudinika na malibwe.
Unwedded woman becoming mother. She had to be stoned. There's no prostitution in Israel. It was put out. So we find out, and Deuteronomy tells us that.
Mwanakazi wambula kutengwa kuwa mama. Iyo wakainera kuti wadinike na malibwe. Mukavavya uzagari mu Israeli. Uu kakanizgika. Ndewa raise tikusanga mujitoronome iliri kutiparira ise icho.
Now, we find that Mary looked like she was trying to use Joseph just for a shield of some act that she had done. Because if she was found already to be mother before they were married, then she must be stoned and she must have someone now that could stand as a shield for her. And that looked a whole lot like it was what she was trying to do.
So now he said kusanga kuti Maria. Wakawoneka ngati kuti iyo wakayezganga kumgwiriska nchito Yosefe ngati chakubisa mako waka pacha kuchitika icho iyo wakachita. Chifukwa, usanga iyo wakasangika kale kuti wakava mama pambere iyo wakava mandatorane. Ntawara iyo wakainera kuti wadinike na malibwe. Ndipo iyo wakainera kuwa na mnyake sono uyo ntena wakamuyimirira ngati chakumbisa iyo. Ndipo icho chikawoneka chose pamoza ngati kuti ndicho iyo wakaizganga kuchita.
But Joseph looking into her big pretty eyes and she'd say, Joseph, Gabriel said to me, the Holy Spirit shall overshadow thee. And this thing that will be conceived in thee is of the Holy Spirit. It's God. It's what it's going to be called, the Son of God.
Kweni Yosefe pakulaviskanga mumaso yake kakuru kakutowa. Ndipo iyo wakamanyanga kuyooya. Yosefe, Gabrieli wakayooya kwa ine. Muzimu mtuwa waza mkukupimba iwe. Ndipo chindu ichi icho chiza mkuwa mwa iwe. Mwa iwe ndicha muzimu mtuwa. Ichi ndichi uta. Icho ndicho chiza mkuchemeka mwana wachi uta.
Joseph, he wanted to believe that, but it was so unusual. That never happened before. And that's just the way today.
Ndipo Yosefe, iyo wakakumba kuti wagomezge icho. Kweni ichi chikava cha chirendo chomeni, icho nta chikachitikapo na kale. Ndipo umo ndimo kuliri waka muhanya uno.
If I had some way of getting the people to see that the unusualness of anything, if it's identified by the word, then its characteristics proves what it is. It's God in action.
Usanga ise tingachita waka. Usanga ine nkavenge na ntowa inyake ya kuvatura vantu kutivawone kutikuleka kupulikisikika kwa chirichose. Usanga ichi chamanyisikika na mazgo. Ndewora vya kuchitika vyake vikusimikizgira kasi ichi nchichi. Ichi ndichi uta wakuchita.
Joseph should have known this. He should have known a virgin shall conceive. But he was honest about it. He didn't want to put her away privately, but he was thinking on doing it.
Yosefu wakainera kuti ntena wakachimanya ichi. Iye wakainera kuti ntena wakamanya. Mwali waza mkuba na ntumbo. Kweni iye wakava muneneska za ichi. Iyo ntena wakakumba kuti wamlekerezge iyo mwachisisi. Kweni iyo wakaganagananga za kuchita ichi.
And then the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Did you ever wonder why he appeared in a dream? There was no prophets of them days. Their dream was so simple, it needed no interpretation.
Ndipo pa manyuma mngere wa fumu wakaoneka kwa iyo mloto. Kasi imwe mukuzizwapo chifukwa icho iyo wakaonekera mloto. Mukavavya wa profeti mu mazuvagala. Loto lawo likava lipusu chomene, ntali kakumbikwanga kumasulira.
Said Joseph, thou son of David, fear not taking thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. See? Then that settled it.
Wakati, Yosefe, iwe mwana wa Davidi, ungopanga kuchitolera weka Maria mwore wako, pakuti icho chiri mwa iyo, nchamzimu mtuva, wanani nteura, icho chikakazikisika ichi.
See, he come to him in a dream, secondarily. But you see, there was no prophet there to identify that word, that this is the virgin that shall conceive. See? So therefore, he appeared to him in a dream because he was honest and just and a good man.
Wanani, iyo wakiza kwa iyo mloto, umakupweka. Kweni ime wanani, kukavavye mprofeti kula kuti wagamanye mazgugara, kuti uyu ndi mwari uyo uwaza mkuva na ntumbo. Mkuona? Ntawara ipo, iyo wakaoneka kwa iyo mloto, chifu kwa iyo wakawa muneneska, ndipo mlunji, ndipo muntu muwemi.
And I believe God will come to any good man in some way and identify his doings to that good man for the age. If that man's called of God for that age.
Ndipo ene nkukomezga chivuta wafikenge kwa muntu waliyose muweme, muntu wainyake. Na kuoneska vya kuchitika vyake kwa muntu muweme yura kumuwiro. Usange muntu yura ngwa kuchemeka na chivuta kumuwiro ura.
Now, but it was so unusual, they just could not hardly grasp it. But always the appearing according to the promised word for the age. All this unusualness.
Sono kweni ichi chikava chachire ndo chomene. Iwa ntava kamanya kuchipulikiska ichi. Kweni nyengo zonse kuonekeranga kukulingana na mazgo ya kulaizgika kumuwiro chose ichi chachirendo.
Now there's some people might go around and say, well, this is unusual. That's God. This is unusual. But you see, it has to be identified by the Word. And the Word is God. See?
Sono pare vantu vanyake vangamanya kuzikuma na kuti. Inya, ichi nchachirendo, uyo ndi chivuta, ichi nchachirendo. Kweni ime wanani, ichi chikainera kuti chimanyisikike na mazgu. Ndipo mazgu ndi chivuta. Mukuona?
And then the characteristic of this identification identifies who it is. Because God said this would happen. And it happens. See, the characteristic of it is God's word being identified by the characteristic of what's going on.
Ndipo nteura chakuchitika chakumanyisikika uku, chikumanyisika kasi uyu ndinjani. Chifukwa chivuta wakati, ichi ichiza mkuchitika, ndipo ichi chikuchitika. Mukuona? Chakuchitika cha ichi ndi mazgo ya chivuta kuvaka kumanyisikika mwa chakuchitika icho chikuchitika.
He said in the last days he pour out the Holy Ghost. He did it. The characteristics of it identified that it was God, His word, promise. See, it always identifies itself.
Iyo wakati mumazuva ka umaliro, iyo waza mkupungula mzimu mtuva. Iyo wakachita ichi. Vya kuchitika vya ichi vikamanyisika kuri ichi wakaba chivuta. Mazgo gake kakula izgika. Wanani, ichi nyango zose chikujimanyisika icho chene.
Now, always, every time, corrects the word when the word is said wrong. Did you ever notice? It was in the days of Noah that corrected that scientific age that God was going to bring water down out of the heavens.
Sono, nyengo zose, nyengo iliose chikususka mazgo, para mazgo kuyoyeka mwakwanangika. Kasi imwe mkawonapo, mkawa mumazuvaga Noah, kuri wakasuska mwiro ula wa sayansi. Kuri chivuta wa wisikenge majipasi kufuma kuchanya.
It was Moses, see, that corrected when they was all settled down in Egypt and so forth. But God's Word had to come to be identified. And the truth of the Word corrects the error.
Wakawa Moses, wanani, uyo wakasuska apo mose wakakazikika kula muigupto na vinyake ntiura. Kweni mazuka chiuta kainera kuti gafike kuti chikozgeke. Dibo neneska wa mazgu ukususka chakwanangika.
Let me ask you something. We may go a little deep here. I'm not supposed to preach teaching or doctrine. But let me just ask you one thing.
Rekani ine ndimfumbe ni imwe chindu chinyake. Ise panji tirutenge makuzongoka pachoko apa. Ine ntangu inera kuti ndi parazge kusambizga panji chisambizgo. Kweni ndizomerzgeni ine ndimfumbe ni waka chindu chimoza.
Jesus was the Word. We know that. The Bible said it was. St. John 1st chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He's still the Word.
Yesu wakava mazgu. Ise tukumanya icho. Baiboro likayoya ichi wakava. Yohani mtuva chipaturo 1. Pachiyambi kukava mazgu. Ndipo mazgu wakava na chuta. Ndipo mazgu wakava chuta. Ndipo mazgu wakazgu katupi. Ndipo wakara pamoza nasi. Iyo wachari mazgu.
Then when he could perceive their thoughts, they ought to know if that was the Word, because the Word of God said that's what he'd do. He was the prophet.
Teora para iyo wakagamanya maganogano gawo. Iwo wakainara kutintena wakamanya kutigara kakava mazgu. Chifukwa mazgu chivuta kakayoya kuti icho ndicho iyo waza mkuchita. Iyo wakava mprofeti.
Now notice, we find out that when he was born, about 12 years of age, he went up to the feast of the tabernacle. And they went up there to the Passover, and on the road back, they went 3 days' journey, and they missed him, presuming that he was out among their people.
So no onani, ise tusangakuti para iyo wakati wababika, pafupufupi msingu wa virimika tukeruvu, iyo wakaruta kuchipikiro chakachisi, ndipo iyo wakaruta kura kupasaka, ndipo pa ulendo wawo wakuerera, iwo wakayenda ulendo wa mazuwa katatu, ndipo iwo wakamzgeva iyo. Pakulaviska, kuganagana mpanyiko, kuganaganiranga kuti iyo wakavapakati pavantu vakwawo.
We can make a lesson out of that. That's so much today. Now you Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Catholic, whatever you are. See, you're doing that same thing.
Ise tingamanya kupanga chisambizi kufumira kuicho. Icho chikuchitika chomene mahanya uno. So naima wa Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Katolika, chirichose imwe muri, uonani, ima mkuchita chindu chene chira.
You're perceiving because Wesley had a great revival, Luther had a great revival, or Pentecost had a great revival. You're perceiving that he's among the people when sometimes he isn't there.
Ima mkulaviska pakuti Wesley wakava na chisimuso chikuru, Luther wakava na chisimuso chikuru, Panji Pentecoste wakawa na chisimuso chikuru. Ima mkulavisi kuti iyo walipakati pavantu. Peni papo nyingo sinyake iyo nta waliko kula.
They went to find him. Where did they find him? Where they left him?
Yeah.
At Jerusalem.
Iwa wakaruta kukamapenja iyo. Kasi iwa wakamsangangu iyo. Uka iwa wakamsida iyo ku Yerusalemu.
And when they found him, what was he doing? A little boy, 12 years old. Probably never entered school no more what his mother taught him. And here he was in the temple debating with those priests about the Word of God. And they were astonished at the wisdom of this child. Why? He was the Word.
Ndipo para iwo wakati wa msanga iyo. Kasi iyo wakachitanga vichi. Mnyamata michoko. Msingu wa virimika tueruvu. Panyake ntao wakarutapo kusikuru mtu wa iriose. Kupatulako icho mama wake wakamsambizga iyo. Ndipo hapo iyo wakawa mtempire. Kususkananga na masofivara na mazga chuta. Ndipo iyo wakasukuma pavinjeru vya mwana uyo. Chifukwa iyo wakawa mazgu.
Now watch, and not dishonoring you Catholic people to call Mary the mother of God. But just let me show you a little error here. If the church is built upon Mary, watch what happened.
Sono wanani. Ndipo sono nta kumiyuyurani imwe vandu wa Katolika imwe mkuchema Maria nyinawo wachuta. Kwenye ndizo mezikeni waka ine ndimuone sikeni kwa nangisika kuchoko apa. usange mpingo wazengeka pa Maria, wanani icho chikachitika.
Now, she come up and she said, Oh, your father and I have sought thee with tears. What's that statement? She then condemned her own testimony. She said, Your father and I have sought you with tears.
Sono iya wakiza ndipo wakati, Oh, adadavako na ine takupenja penja iwe na masozi. Wanani kayo yero ako, iyo pamanyuma wakasuska ukaboni wake yeka. Iyo wakati, adadavako na ine takupenja penja iwe na masozi.
What's that word? He was the word. He said, Know ye not that I must be about my father's business? What's the word? Correct the era.
Wanani masgugara. Iyo wakava mazgu. Iyo wakati. Kasi mwemkumanya chara kutine mkenyana kuva panchito ya adadavane. Wanani mazgu kakususka kwa nangiska.
Right there before those priests, she ruined her testimony, said she was conceived by the Holy Ghost, and here she says Joseph is his father.
Yes.
See that word? Catch it right quick.
Amen.
He was the word.
Kanina kura hapa maso pa wasofivara. Iyo wakananga ukaboni wake. Wakati iyo wakatora ntumbo ya mzimu mtuva. Ndipo hapo iyo wakati Yosefe ndi dada wake. Mukuona mazgugara kuchikora ichi nkanira maruwiro. Iyo wakava mazgu.
Now you know a 12-year-old boy wouldn't do that.
No.
He was the word.
Amen.
He was the spoken word of that age. So therefore, the identified characteristic of God was in Christ. He corrected the errors.
Sono imwe mukumanya mnyamata wa msingu wa virimika tweruvu, ntena wakachita chara icho. Iyo wakawa mazgu. Iyo wakawa mazgu kakuyoyeka mumuiro ula. Ntawara ipo chakuchitika, chakuoneka, chachihuta, chikawa mwa Kristu. Iyo wakasuska vya kwa ningisikika.
He said, they said, why, we are Moses' disciples. He said it. You was Moses' disciples, you know me, he wrote of me. Moses said, the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like me. You would know me if you knew Moses.
Iyo wakati, iyo wakati, chifukwa, isendi seva sambiri wa Moses. Mukuona? Iyo wakati, usange imwe mkavenge wa sambiri wa Moses, imwe mpanyi mwandimanya ine, iyo wakalemba vya ine, Moses wakati, Yehova chuta winu waza mkuhusika mprofeti ngati ine. Imwe mpanji mwandimanya ine usange mkamanyenge Moses.
And see the word always corrects the error of the day. But the people don't like to believe it. They hang right on just the same.
Ndipo wanane, mazgu nyengo zose kakususika cha kwa nengisikika cha nyengo ira. Kwenye wando wakutemwa chara kugomezga ichi. Iyo wakurutirira waka na ichi umakuyana waka.
But Jesus corrected his own mother. And his mother was in the wrong. Because she had already said that that was a child conceived in her by the Holy Ghost. And here she turns her testimony around and said that Joseph was her father. Was the father of Jesus.
Kweni Yesu wakasuska mama wake yeka. Ndipo mama wake wakanangiska. Chifukwa hiyo wakawakuti wayoyakale kutiyura wakawamwana uyo wakaperekeka mwaiyo na mzimu mtuwa. Ndipo hapa hiyo wakutimbanizika wakaboni wake. Ndipo wakawakuti Yosefe wakawadada wake. Wakawawisikewa wa Yesu.
Now, if Joseph, if he was the son of Joseph, if he had been about his father's business, he'd been down the carpenter shop. Yeah. But he was about his father's business up there in the temple rebuking those organizations.
Amen.
He was about his father's business. Just a 12-year-old lad. Know ye not that I must be about my father's business?
Sono usange Yosefe. Usange iyo wakava mwana wa Yosefe. Usange iyo wakava panchito ya dadavake. Iyo ntena wakava mushopu ya wakupara matabwa. Kweni iyo wakava panchito ya dadavake. Kumtunda kura kutempire. Kuchanyanga mabungwegara. Mkuona, iya wakawa panchito ya adadavake, msepuka waka wa virimika tukuruvu. Kasi imwe mkumanya chara kutiine mkinarakuwa panchito ya adadavane.
Did you notice when Jesus was tempted by Satan, his characteristic there when he was in his temptation identified him to be God because he stayed with the Word. It is written, said Satan. Jesus said, it's also written. Stayed right with the Word.
Kasima mkawona hapa Yesu wakayezgeka na satana. Vya kuchitika vyake kula. Para iyo wakawa mkayezgeka kwake. Wakamanya iyo kuti wakawa chivuta. Chifukwa iyo wakakara na mazgu. Mkuona kuli kulembeka wakayoo ya satana. Yesu wakati kuli kulembekaso wakakara nkanira na mazgu.
God in sundry times we read here. God in sundry times, that's old times. Divers manners, many ways, identified himself to his prophets by visions.
Chiuta mnyengo zakale, ise tanguverenga apa. Chiuta mnyengo zakale, izo ndi nyengo zakale. Ntowa za kupambana pambana, ntowa zinandi. Wakajimanyisika yomwene kwa profeti wake mwamboni woni.
That was the characteristic of a prophet was when he foretold things and it happened. Now that was his characteristic of his identification that God was with him.
Vira vikava vya kuchitika vya mprofeti. Vikava para iyo wakaroskera vindu ndipo ichi chikachitika. Sono icho chikava cha kuchitika chake cha kujimanyisika kwake. Kuri chiuta wakava na iyo.
Then that give him the rights to interpret the word for that day because the word of God come to the prophets.
Amen.
The characteristic of the prophet that he foretold.
Njora icho chikamupa iyo wanangwa wakumasulira mazgu ga minyengo ira. Chifukwa mazgu ga chivuta ga kwiza kwa waprofeti. Kachitiro kamprofeti uyo iyo wakamanyiratu.
The Bible said, if there be one, and what he says comes to pass, then you hear it. But if it doesn't, don't believe him. Don't fear him. But if my word's not in him. But if it does come to pass, then my word's in him. That's his identification. That's the characteristic of a prophet.
Baiboro rikati, usange waliko imoza, nipo icho iyo wako yooya chukukwa niriskika, ntawara ime mpulikeni iyo. Kwenu sange ichi ntaa chukuchitika, ntaa munga mgomezganga iyo, ntaa munga mwopanga iyo. Kweni gane, usange mazu gane ntaa galima iyo. Kwenu sange ichi chukukwa niriskika, ntawara mazu gane galima iyo. Ichi ndi kujimanyisika kwake, ako ndi kachitiro kamprofeti.
Now, God in sundry times, that's how he showed his characteristics of identification of himself to man, by speaking through a man that was called to be a prophet.
Sono, chiuta mnyengo zakale, umonde mwa iyo wakawonesikera vya kuchitika vyake, vya kujimanyisika vya iyo mwene kwa muntu. Pakuchita kuyowoyera mwamuntu uyo wakachemeka kuwa mprofeti.
Now the Bible says that God in sundry times, divers manners, spoke to the fathers through the prophets.
Sono baiboro likuyowoya kuti, chivuta mnyengo zakale, ntowa za kupambana pambana, wakayowoya kuwa sekuru kuzira mwa profeti.
We also read over in 2 Peter that the whole word of God was wrote by him. Man of old, moved by the Holy Ghost, wrote the Bible.
Amen.
Ise tukuverengaso uko mu Petros wa chiviri, kutimasiku wose kachivuta kakalembeka na iwo. Banarumi makale, baku kufirizgika na mzimu mtuva, vakalemba baiboro.
There were prophets, the word come to them, and they wrote it. Wrote it down under inspiration.
Iwo vakava wa profeti, mazgu kakiza kwa iwo ndipo iwo vakalemba ichi, pasi pa ukufirizgi.
First they were identified prophets, then they wrote the word of inspiration. And they had the interpretation of the divine revelation, because it was God in the man.
Chakudanga iwo wakawa wa profeti wa kusankika. Pamanyuma iwo wakalemba mazgu ya ukubirizgi. Ndipo iwo wakawa na kumasulira kwa ufumbuzi kwa uzimu chifukwa wakawa chivuta mwamuntu.
That's why he showed himself in his characteristics of identification. Their visions being the vindicated was God's characteristic in them, making himself known to the people.
Sono umo ndimo iyo wakajioneskera iyo mwene muvya kuchitika vyake vya kujimanyisika. Mboni wone zao pakuwa za kukozgeka. Vikawa vya kuchitika vya chuta maiwo. Kujipanga iyo mwene wakumanyikwa kuvantu.
That's the only way he was in Christ. A prophet was just a little speck. Christ was the fullness of God.
Amen.
And God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, and his characteristics identified him.
Amen.
What he was.
Sono iyo ikavantu wa yekapena iyo wakavira mwa Kristu. Mprofeti wakawa wakakantu kachoko. Kristu wakawa uzali wa chivuta. Ndipo chivuta wakawa mwa Kristu. Kupema nisikiranga charu kwa iyo mwene. Ndipo vya kuchitika vyake vika muoneska iyo, icho iyo wakawa.
In so much that he said, if I do not the works of my father, then don't believe it. If I don't have the character of my father, then don't believe me. Don't believe my claims. If I haven't got the character of my father in me, then don't believe it at all.
Chomene mwakuti iyo wakati, usangine ntangu chite milimo ya badadavane, ntewora kugomezga chara ichi. Usangine ndirije nkaro ya badadavane, ntewora kundigomezga chara ine. Ntamu nga gomezganga vya kuiwa ya vyane. Usangine ndirije nkaro ya badadavane mwa ine, ntewora kugomezga chara ichi mtowa iliose.
Now, his characteristics never changes. God cannot change his character no more than a lamb can change its character or any other thing changes its characteristics.
Sono, vya kuchitika vyake vikusinda chara. Chivuto wanga sinda chara nkaro yake. Vinga chitika chara kuruska mwanamberere wangamanya kusinda nkaro yake. Panji chinichinyake chirichose chingamanya kusinda vya kuchitika vyake.
Because as long as it's in its original. And if you change anything, then you've changed it from its original.
Chifukwa, malinga ichi chirimu upakudanga wake. Ndipo sange imwe mwachisinda chinyake, ntewora imwe mwachisinda ichi kufuma ku upakudanga wake.
It's just like you can take a hog, and you can wash a hog and put that paint on his toenails like the women does. And fix it up with lipstick, and put it on a nice dress, turn that old sow out, she go right straight to the water and water again. Why? She's a hog.
Amen.
That's all.
Ichi chikuyana waka ngati kuti imwe mungamanya kutora nkumba. Ndipo imwe mungamanya kuigeziska nkumba na kupaka pentiura panjove zake. Ngati ndi umovana kazi wa kuchitira. Na kuitoweska iye na mafuta ya pamlomo. Na kuivwalika iye diresiri weme. Ifumisikire ni nkumba irara ira kuwaro. Iyo ikuruta nkanira kukavivira mumatope na kuviviraso. Chifukwa, iyo ndi nkumba mbwenu kwa mara.
But a lamb wouldn't do that. He won't even get in that mud. He don't want nothing to do with it. It's the characteristics of it, see?
Kweni ndipo, kweni ime mkumanya, ime ntamu ngapanga, mwanaberere wanga chita chara icho. Iyo ntawa wanganjira nanga ndi mumatope gara. Iyo ntawa kukumba kuchitha chirichosi na ichi. Ndika kaliro ka iyi. Mkuona?
You might dress him in the same kind of clothes, but he sure won't go. The outside doesn't matter. It's the inside.
Imwe panji munga mafwalika iyo na maraya ga mtundu weneura. Kweni iyo nadi ntawa chitenge. Iyo nadi ntawa rutengemo. Chakwaro chirijekantu ndi chamukati.
Now God being the source of all life. Don't fail to get this. If I'm trying all with this in me to get you to see something. See? It's to your good friends. It's for your behalf.
Sono, chuta pakova chiambi cha umoyo wose. Ntamu ngatondekanga kuchipulika ichi. Ine kuyezieska. Pavyose ivyo virimwa ine. Kuti ndi mpangeni imwe kuti muonepo chinyake. Mkuona? Ichi ndi cha kumichitira ni imwe uweme vabwezi. Ichi ndi chinu cha chinu. Mkuona?
I didn't come here just to be seen. I didn't come here, there was no other place to go. I come here because I felt to come here.
Yeah, precious Lord.
I felt that the ministry the Lord had given me must be showed amongst the people here.
Yes.
And I'm trying to get you to see what God really is now.
Yes. Ine ntana ngwiza wakakuno kuti muzakandiwone. Ine ntana ngwiza kuno. Nta kwa nguvavye maro ganyake kakuti nditeko. Ine nguiza kuno chifukwa ine changundi kwaska ine kutindifike kuno. Ine changundi kwaska kuti utumiki uo fumu ya ndipa ine ukwenera kuti uoneskeke pakati pavantu kuno. Tipu ine nguyezika kumtora ni imwe kuti mufike pakuona chochiuta nadi wali sono.
He's his promised word. He always is the word. And he identifies himself by the characteristic that he promised.
Iyo ndi mazgu gake kakulaizika. Iyo nyengo zose ndi mazgu. Ndipo iyo kujimanyisika iyo mwene na kachitiro ako iyo wakalaizika.
A certain character would rise in a certain time. That's in the Word. Then the characteristic of this person is supposed to rise identifies that that is the person.
Mundu mwenyake wangamanya kupuka minyengo yake. Icho chiri mumazgu. Ntewura kachitiro ka mtu uyu, uyo wakwenera kuti wafike, kakuoneska kuti mtu yura ndi uyu.
That's the reason Jesus had to be who he was. They should have seen it, no wonder they were blind. The thing said, though he had done so many miracles, yet they could not believe because Isaiah said they got eyes and can't see and ears and can't hear.
Ndicho chifukwa Yesu wakaenera kuva uyo iyo wakava. Iwo wakaenera kuti ntena wakachiwona ichi. Ndicho chifukwa iwo wakava bakuburumutizgika. Chintu, wakati nangauri iyo wakachita mintondwe inandichomene, kweni iwo nta wakagomezga. Chifwa Yesaya wakati, iwo wali na maso kweni nta wakuona, na makutu ndipo nta wakupulika.
Each age, not only his age, but every age, how God in sundry times, diverse manners. Still, they just couldn't get it.
Mkuona, muwiro uli wose, nta muwiro wakepera, kweni muwiro uli wose. Umo chivuta mnyengo za kale ntowa za kupambana pambana. Ndipo uli iwo ntava kapulika ichi.
Now, his characteristics never fails. It always is the same. Now remember, his characteristic, the characteristic of God cannot fail.
Amen.
If it does, then God's fail.
Amen.
Sonno, kashitiro kake ntaka kutondeka. Ichi nyengo zose ndichimozi mozi. Sono kumbukirani, kashitiro kake, kashitiro kachiuta, ntaka kutondeka. Usange ichi cha chitika, ipo chiuta watondeka.
And the Bible said in Hebrews 13:8 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, he is the unchangeable God. Whatever character he was at the beginning, he is still that same character.
Amen.
Ndipo Baiboro lika yooi ya Mwahebere 13:8. Kuti, Yesu Kristu ndi mwene yura mairo mwanyauno na mira ira. Ipo, iyo ndi chivuta wambula kusinta. Chirichose iyo wakawa pachiambi, iyo wacharinditu chenechira.
Every way he worked, any time he ever done anything, he does it the same way every time. If he doesn't, his character's changed. See? And his characteristics would display something that wasn't of God. See? So we wouldn't know where.
Mtu wa ili yose iyo wakachita. Nyengo li yose apo iyo wakachita chinyake. Iyo wakuchita ichi mtu wa yene ira nyengo ili yose. Usangiyo ntawa kuchita. Ipo nkaro yake ya sinta. Unani. Ndipo kashitiro kake kawoneskenge chindu chinyake icho ntawa kabachiuta. Mkuona? Ntawaraise ntatingamanya uko.
Like Paul said, if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who will know to prepare for battle if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound?
Ngati ndi umo Paulo se wakayoyera. Usange mbata yikupereka kaliriro kambla kumanyikwa makora. Kasi ndi njani wa manyenge kunosikikera nkondo. Usange mbata yikupereka kaliriro kambla kumanyikwa makora.
Now, if the trumpet is supposed to sound retreat, that's what we got to do, retreat.
Yes.
If the trumpet sounds charge, that's what we're supposed to do, is charge.
Yes.
Sono sange mbata yikwenera kuti yirire kuti wererani, icho ndicho ise tikwenera kuti tichite kuwerera. Usange mbata yikuti tieni, icho ndicho ise tikwenera kuti tichite ndi kuruta.
But what is a trumpet? Is the word of God. It identifies God, whether it's which go up, sit down, retreat, stack arms, whatever it is. It's God's trumpet sound.
Kwene kasimbata ndivichi. Ndi mazgu kachiuta. Iyi yikumanyisi kachiuta. Kwali ichi ndi, yimirirani, karani pasi, wererani, unjikani zida, chirichose icho chiriko, ndi kulira kwa mbata ya chiuta.
And an uncertain sound, when the Bible says a certain thing is supposed to happen, somebody says, well, that's another day, then it's an uncertain sound there. Then you don't know what to do.
Ndipo kulira kwa mbala kumanyi kwa makora. Pana Baiboro likuti chindu chinyake chikwenda kuti chichitike. Mnyake wakuti, oh, icho chikavacha nyengo inyake, icho. Nteura kulikaliriro kambla kumanyikwa makora kula. ndiora imwe nta mukumanya chakuti muchite.
Jesus said, I have power to lay my life down and raise it up again. No uncertain sound there.
Yesu wakati, ine ndiri na nkongono kuvika umoyo wane pasi na kuhusaso uu kamozaso. Parije kaliriro kambla kumanyiko makura apo.
The woman said, we know Messiah cometh, and when he cometh, he'll tell us the things like he did. He said, I'm he. No uncertain sound there.
Amen.
I am he.
Amen.
Mwanakazi wakati, ise tukumanya Mesia wizenge. Ndipo para iyo wafika, iyo wazamukuti palira ise vintu ngatindumo iyo wakachitira. Iyo wakati, ine ndine iyo, palije kaliriro kambla kumanyikwa apo. Ine ndine iyo. Amen.
They said our fathers eat men in the wilderness. He said they're everyone dead. He said, but I am the bread of life that come from God out of heaven. No uncertain sound. I'm the tree of life from the Garden of Eden. No uncertain sound about that. Certainly not. Nothing uncertain about it. He was certain in everything that he did.
Iwo wakati, basekuru vitu wakariga manna mumapopa. Iyo wakati, iwo wali waliyose walikufa. Iyo wakati, kweni ine ndine chingwa cha umoyo, icho chikwika kufuma kwa chiuta kuchanya. Palije kaliriro kambla kumanyikwa makura. Ine ndine kuni la umoyo, kufuma mumunda wa Edeni. Palije kaliriro kambla kumanyikwa makura za icho. Nadi palije, kulije kaliriro kambla kumanyikwa makura za ichi. Iyo wakawa wakusimikizga mchirichose iyo wakachita.
The Bible don't give an uncertain sound. It identifies the characteristic of God. And it's sounding.
Baiboro ntali kupereka kaliriro kambla kumanyikwa makura. Iro likuoneska kachitiro kachivuta mukaliriro kake.
Jesus said in St. John 10:37, if I do not the works of my Father, and I don't have that character of my Father, then don't believe me. They are the one, they identify his character in me, his characteristics.
Yesu wakayoya Yohani mtu wa 10:37. Usanga ine ntangu kuchita milimo ya adadavane. Kasi, ndipo ine ndirije nkaro ira ya adadavane. Ntewura kundi gomezga chara ine. Iwo ndigene ago, iwo kakuoneska nkaro yake mwa ine, kachitiro kake.
Because the Father is the Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word is with God, and the Word was God. And the characteristic of God is displayed by His promise for that age.
Chifukwa, dada ndimazgo. Pachiyambi kukava mazgu, ndipo mazgu wakava na chivuta, ndipo mazgu wakava chivuta, ndipo kashitiro kachivuta, kakuone skeka na pangano lake mumuiro ula.
Now if he'd lived in Moses' time, it wouldn't have worked. And if Moses lived in his time, it wouldn't have worked. If he'd lived in Noah's time, it wouldn't work if Noah lived in his time.
Sono sangiyo wakakalenge mnyengo ya Moses, ichi ndena chikagwira nchito chara. Ndipo sangi Moses wakakalenge mnyengo yake. Ichi ndena chikagwira nchito chara. Usange iyo wakakalenge mnyengo ya Noa. Ichi ndena chikagwira nchito chara. Panji usange Noa wakakalenge mnyengo yake.
Noah's prophesying of things for that day. And his characteristic and what he done identified him with the word of God. Moses did the same thing.
Noa wakachimanga vindu vya nyengo ira. Ndipo nakachitiro kake na icho iyo wakachita vikamumanyisika iyo na mazgu kachivuta. Moses wakachita chindu chenechira.
And here Jesus come and the word is promised for that age is identified in Jesus Christ by the characteristic of the word which is God.
Amen.
Nipo hapa Yesu wakwiza. Nipo mazgu kakala izgikira muwiro ula. Kakawoneka mwa Yesu Kristu mkachitiro kamazgu. Chene icho ndi chivuta. Amen.
The pouring out of the Holy Ghost in the last days upon the common people has identified God's characteristic with the people. He promised it. It's a word. He said he'd do it.
Amen.
Nobody can take it back. He said he would do it.
Kupunguka kwa mzimu mtuva mumazuva ga umaliro pa vantu wamba. Kwa woneski akachitiro kachiuta pamoza na vantu. Iyo wakalaizga ichi. Ichi ndi mazgu. Iyo wakayoya kuti iyo wazamchita ichi. Parije minyake wangajanda ichi. Iyo wakayoya kuti iyo wazamchita ichi.
So all these things that he's promised, that's what he does. It identifies his characteristic. Yes, sir. Don't believe it. Don't believe my claims if my characteristic isn't that of God.
Teora vindivyo se ivi, ivyo iyo warikula izga, ijo ndicho iyo wakuchita. ichi chikuoneska kachitiro kake. Inya bwana, ntamanga gomezganga ichi, ntamanga gomezganga vijakoyoya vyane, usange kachitiro kane ntandikala kachiuta.
Now notice, in John 14:12, he that believeth on me, he said, has my identification, my characteristic. He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. That identifies that the character of Christ is in him, displaying the characteristics of him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I feel pretty religious right now if I am hoarse. Yes, sir.
Sono wanani mi Yohani 14:12. Iyo mwene uyo wakugomezika pa ine. Iyo wakati. Uwali na chipaso chane. Kachitiro kane. Iyo uyo wakugomezika pa ine. Milimo iyo ine nkuchita waza mchita na yoso. Icho chikuoneska kutinkaro ya Kristu yiri mwa iyo. Kuoneska ranga kachitiro ka iyo. Amen. Ine nkupulika usopi sopi chomene sono ntena. Usange ine mazgu ga sasa. Inya bwana.
Oh my, see, there's no mistake about it. His life, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. See, that identifies the characteristic.
Oh man, wanani, kulije kunangisikika za ichi, umoyo wake, iyo uyo wakugomezika pa ine, milimo iyo ine kuchita, iyo waza mchita na yoso. Wanani icho chikuoneska kachitiro.
Same thing he said, if my character doesn't identify myself, God in him, then he don't believe him. Now, he also said that he would be identified in that.
Chindu chanechira iyo wakati, usange nkaroyane nta ikunde manyisika ndamwine, chuta mwa iyo, teora iyo, kumukomezika chara iyo. Sona iyo wakayoyaso kuti, iyo wazamkujimanyisika mwa icho.
Then that, if it doesn't identify him, then he isn't what he says. And today, if Christ doesn't identify himself, the characteristic of Christ identify us as being of Christ, believing the Word. Jesus was the Word, so he had to believe the Word.
Teora icho, usange ichi nta chikumumanyisika iyo. Teora iyo nta wali icho iyo wakuyoya. Ndipo manyauno usange Kristu nta wakujimanyisika iyo mwene. Kashitiroka Kristu kakutimanyisika ise kubaba Kristu. Kugomezganga mazgu. Yesu wakaba mazgu. Ntawara iyo wakainara kugomezga mazgu.
And how can we say that we are of Christ and deny any word in that Bible?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit of Christ is God in you. And it'll punctuate every promise with an amen.
Ndipo kasi ise tiyo yenge uli kuli ise tiri wakwa Kristu. Ndipo tikukana lizguliri rose la Bible lira. Muzimu mtuwa wa Kristu ndi chivuta maimwe. Ndipo uzo merezgenge panganuli lilose na amen.
The Bible said these signs shall follow them that believe. The Spirit of God said amen.
Bible rekati. Fumanyi kwa hivi viza mkwarondezga iwo au wakugomezga. Muzimu wa chivuta wakati ameni. Mkuona.
Don't say no, that's for another age, that's for disciples only. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He, anywhere, all the world that believeth.
Amen.
These signs shall follow him.
Yeah.
Same thing. Same yesterday, today, and forever. The characteristic being identified.
Yumoza wa iwo ntawa kuti chara. Icho chikava cha mwiro unyake. Icho chikava cha basambiri pera. Rutani mwe mcharu chose ndipo mkaparazga ifangeli kuchirengi wa chiri chose. Iyo. Kulikose mucharu, uya wakugomezga. Vimanyikwero hivi viza mkumorondezga iyo, chintu chenechira. Mwene yura mairo muhanyauno na mira ira. Kachitiro kakumanyikwa.
That makes Hebrews 1:1, God of sundry times, speaking to the fathers by the prophets, identifying Christ resurrected today by the same characteristic that he did in sundry times. Did you notice? God never changes his way.
Icho chikupanga wa Hebere 1:1. Chivuta wanyengo zakale kuyoyanga kuvasekuru kuzira mwa profeti. Kumumanyisikanga Kristu. Wakuhusikika mwanyauno. Nakashitiro kenekara akwa iyo wakachita mwanyengo zakale. Kasi imwe mkachiwona. Chivuta ntawa kusinta ndowa yake.
In the old Bible, when a dreamer dreamed a dream, And there was no prophet in the land to see if this dream was right or not. They had another way of finding out.
Mubaiboro rakale. Para wamaroto wakarota roto. Ndipo kukavavye mprofete mcharo kuti wawone usangeroto ili likava la unenesko panji chara. Iwo wakavana ntowa inyake ya kumanyira.
They took that character, ever who dreamed the dream, took him down to the temple. The breastplate of Aaron, who was a high priest, hung on the post.
Iwo wakamtora mnjiura, waliyose uyo wakarotaroto. Wakarota nayo iyo kutempire. Chakuvwara chapachifuwa cha Aroni, uyo wakava msofi mkuru. Vakachipaikanga pamzati.
And this dreamer told this dream, no matter how good it sounded, how real it sounded, if there wasn't a supernatural light flashed on those stones, which is called Urim Thummim, Bible readers understand, then I don't care how real it sounded, it wasn't so.
Ndipo wamaroto uyu wakayoya roto iri. Parejekandu kwari iri likapulikika makora uli. Kwari likawoneka la unenesko uli. Usange ntapa kava kuvara kwa kutwanima kwa uzimu pa maribwegala. Icho chikuchemeka Urim Thummim. Vaverengi baiboro mkupulikiska. Nteura, ina nkupwelela chara kwari iri likapulikikwa la unenesko uli. Ichi chikava nteura chara.
The unusualness of God, the character of God had to display his characteristics in the supernatural to show that he identified himself on the message. Amen.
Kuleka kupulikiskika kwa chiuta, nkaro ya chiuta, vikaenera kuoneska kachitiro kake mucha uzimu, kuoneska kuti iyo wakajimanyiska iyo mwene pa utenga. Amen.
I say the same thing tonight. The old Urim and Thummim's gone, but the word's still the thing that identifies the characteristic of God. The promise of the hour that we're living. There is God's characteristics identified by the promise of the hour that we're living in.
Inenkyoya chindu chene chira usiku. Urim Thummim wakale walikumala. Kwene mazu wachari chindu icho chikumanyiska kachitiro kachuta. Pangano la ora ilo iseti kukaramo. Muli kachitiro kachuta kumanyikwa mwalaizgano la ora ilo iseti kukaramo.
That makes God the same as he was in sundry times. Look, in divers manners, he spake to the fathers by the prophets. And the law and prophets were until John, since then the kingdom of heaven.
Icho chikumpanga chuta chimozi mozi umo iyo wakavira. Mwenyengo sakale, wanani, mto waza kupambana pambana. Iyo wakayoya kufasekuru kuzira mwa profeti. Ndipo dango na mwa profeti vikabako kufikira nyengo ya Yohane. Kufumira hapo ufumu wa kuchanya.
Notice, but in this last day, speaking the same thing he did then, through his son Christ Jesus.
Wanani, kwenye mnyango iyo umariro, wakayoyanga chindu chenechira iyo wakachitakale, kuzira mwana wake Kristu Yesu.
God in sundry times, divers manners, spake to the fathers through the prophets. In this last day, doing the same thing, speaking to the people, the fathers, through his son, Christ Jesus.
Chiuta mnyango zakale, ntowa za kupambana pambana, wakayowa ya kufasekuru kuzira mwa profeti. Mnyango iya umariro, wakuchitanga chindu chenechira, kuya wayanga kuvantu, vawiskewo, kuzira mwa mwana wake, Kristu Yesu.
Has raised him up from the dead, and he lives within us, identifying himself and foretelling us things, and he's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Wali kumuhusika iyo kufakufwa, ndipo iyo wakukara mwa ise, kujimanyisianga iyo mwene na kuyoyerangatu vintu kwa ise, kuti iyo ndi wakusanda magano gano na madazgo gamtima. Yeso Kristu mwene yura mairo, mwanya uno na mjira ira.
God in sundry time, in divers manner, spake to the fathers through the prophets, but in this last day through Jesus Christ his son. The scripture cannot be tampered with. It's exactly.
Chiuta mnyengo zakale na ntowa za kupambana pambana wakayowea kufasekuru kuzira mwa profeti. Kwenye mumazuwa ka umariro aga kuzira mwa Yeso Kristu mwana wake. Lemba mungali sinta chara, ichindindendende.
As I've said before, God don't need anybody to interpret this word. He interprets his own word.
Amen.
When he says anything, it happens. That's the interpretation.
Gandumo inenda yo irakare. Chivuta ntawa kusoveka mnyaki waliyose kuti wamasulire mazgo aga. iyo wakumasulira mazgu gake yeka. Para iyo wayoya chiri chose, iji chikuchitika, uko ndiko kumasulira.
You don't need anyone to say, well, I believe it means this. God identifies it by his own interpretation.
Mkuona, iyo njama wakusaveka mwenyake kuti wayoye, inya, ina kukomezika ichi ichi kungana mula ichi. Chiuta wako chimanyisika ichi na kumasulira kwake yeka, kwake.
Yes, if the promise is for that day, we can't live in the light of Luther, we can't live in the light of Wesley, we can't live in the light of any of those. We got to live in the light, it's promised for this day.
Kasi, usange pangano nda nyengo ira, ise ndati ngakala mkuvala kwa Luther, ise ndati ngakala mkuvala kwa Wesley, ise ndati ngakala mkuvala kwa waliose wa iwo. Ise tukwenda kuti itikale mkuvala ukukuli kula izgikira nyengo iyi.
What if Moses would have went down in Egypt and said, well, we're going to build a big ark. We're going to float out of this country. The Nile is going to come up.
Wuli usange Mozesi wakarutenge kula mu Egypto na kuti, inya, iseti zengenge ngalawa ikulu, iseti kwerenge kufumamo mcharu ichi, Nile waza mkuzura.
They look back in the scroll, there's no promise of that. That's right. But you see, he identified himself as God's prophet. For what he said come to pass, then they know he had the word of the Lord.
Iwo wakalaviska mu vya kulemba vya kale, mlije pangano la icho, uwa mbunenesko. Kweni ime wanani, iyo wakajimanyisika iyo mwene ngati mprofeti wa chihuta, pakuticho iyo wakayohoya chikachitika, ntewara iyo wakamanya iyo wakabana mazgu ka Yehova.
Pharaoh had spears, but Moses had the word. So when they got to the sea, the spears all went under the sea, and Moses took Israel across the sea on dry land because he had the word. And he was the word of that hour.
Pharaoh wakabana mikondo, kwenye Moses wakabana mazgu. Ndewora para iwa wakate wafika panyanja, mikondo yose ikaruta pasi panyanja. Ndipo Moses wakayambuska Israeli panyanja, pamaro gumizo. Chifuwa iyo wakabana mazgu, ndipo iyo wakabana mazgu ga olalira.
Moses was the word made manifest for that hour. Elijah was the word made manifest for that hour.
Amen.
Christ is the word made manifest.
Yes.
And the promises that he made, a little while the world seeth me no more, yet ye shall see me, for I'll be with you even in you to the end of the world.
Yes.
The works that I do shall you do also.
Moses wakawa mazga kuonekera pa oralira. Elia wakawa mazga kuonekera ku oralira. Kristo ndi mazga kuonekera. Na mapangano awo iyo wakapanga. Kanyengo kachoko ndipo charo nta chindi wanengeso ine. Kwenye imwe mza mkundi wona ine. Pakuti ine ndi za mkuba na imwe. Nanga ndi mwa imwe kufika kuumaliro wa charo. Milimo iyo ine nkuchita imwe mza mchita na mweso.
He promised these things. What is it? It's the characteristic of God displaying his word like he did in all ages.
Iyo wakalaizga vindu hivi. Kasi nchichi ichi. Ndi kachitiro kachiuta kuoneskanga masiku yake. Ngati ndumo iyo wakachitira mumiwiro yose.
Malachi 4, he said, before the great and terrible day of the Lord shall come, behold, I send to you Elijah the prophet, and he will restore the faith of the children back to the fathers again, before that day comes. He promised it.
Malachi 4, iyo wakati, pambere lindize zuva likuru na lakofya la Yehova, wanani, ine nkutuma kwa imwe Elia mprofeti. Ndipo iyo waza mkwezgereska chipulikano chavana kuwerera kwa wiskewo kamozaso. Pambele zuva lira lindize. Iyo wakalaizga ichi.
Jesus said in the 17th chapter of St. Luke, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man when the Son of Man is being revealed.
Yesu wakayoya mchipaturo 17 cha Luka mtuva. Umo kukawira mumazuwa ka Sodom, ntawana ndi mokuza mkuvira pakuiza kwa mwana wa muntu, para mwana wa muntu wa kufumbukwa.
When the revelation is unfolding itself, in the days when the world will be like Sodom, what will it be? The characteristic of that scripture being fulfilled.
Amen.
God identifying himself by his characteristic. Characteristics that he's always been, he cannot leave that.
Para ufumbuzi kujifumbura iwo wene. Mumazuwa apocharu uchiza mkuwa ngati Sodom. Kasi ichi uchiza mkuwa vichi. kachitiro kalemba kukwanirisikanga, chivuta kujimanyisikanga iyo mwene na kachitiro kake, kachitiro ako iyo wakara wakuwa nyingo zose, iyo wangachireka chara icho.
Last days, he identified through his son. Notice how God does these always at the, as he never changes his way.
Mazuva ga umaliro, iyo wakajimanyisika kuzira mwamwana wake. Wanani umo chivuta wakuchitira ivi nyengo zose pa umo iyo nye, iyo nta wakusinta ntuwa zake.
These three men that talked to Abraham, as we were just speaking there, is the days of Sodom.
Vanarumi watatu awa wakayoya kwa Abraham, umo ise tikayoye ranga wakakura mumazuwa ga Sodom.
Abraham was a man who believed God. He took God at his promise. Sarah, his wife, was 65 years old. Abraham was 75 when God called him.
Abraham wakawa muntu uyo wakagomezga chivuta. Iyo wakamtora chivuta papangano lake. Sarah muore wake wakawa na virimika 65. Abraham wakawa na 75. Para chivuta wakamchema iyo.
He said he's going to have a child. Abraham would have a child by Sarah.
Iyo wakati iyo waza mkuwa na mwana. Abraham was a mkuwa na mwana mwasara.
It might sound a little ridiculous, but I imagine she got all the little booties and pins and everything ready because she's going to have this baby.
Ichi panji chingawoneka chakunyozeka pachoko. Kwenine nkumuona iyo wakasakata tose. Tumabuti tuchoko na mapini na chirichose. Wakanozgeka chifukwa iwo wavenge na bonda uyu.
After the first 28 days, Abraham might have said, Sarah, how you feel, darling? No different. Glory to God, we're going to have it anyhow. How you know? God said so.
Pamanyuma pamazuva kakutanga 28, chifukwa, Abraham panji wakayoya kwa Sarah. Kasi iwe kupulika uri iwe wakutemweka, palije mpambano. Uchindami kwa chivuta, ise tibenge nayo uyu, mtu wa iriose. Kasi iwe kumanya uri, chivuta wakayoya nteura.
A year passed, how you feel, dear? No different. We're going to have it anyhow. God said so.
Chirimika chika jumpa, kasi iwe kupulika uri iwe wakutemweka, palije mpambano. Ise tivenge nayo uyu mto wa iliose, chuta wakayoya ntiura.
5 years passed. How you feeling out here? No different. We're going to have it anyhow. God said so.
Firimika vinkonde vika jumpa, kasi iwe kupulika uri sono wakutemweka, palije mpambano. Ise tivenge nayo uyu mto wa iliose, chuta wakayoya ntiura.
What was it? He had the promise of God. He believed God, and he acted like God. He held on to the promised word.
Kasi ichi chikawa chivichi, iyo wakawa na pangano la chivuta, iyo wakamugomezga chivuta, ndipo iyo wakachita ngati chivuta, iyo wakakoleska kumazga kulaizgika. Ichi.
25 years passed. The booties had done turned yellow, but she still held on to him. Now he's old and stooped over and he's in a terrible shape, and Sarah's womb is good as dead, and he's sterile, and what a condition they're in.
Virimika 25 vivika jumpa. Tumabuti tukazgoka yelo. Kweni iyo wakasungirira nditu utu. Sono iyo wachekura. Ndipo wafukupara. Ndipo iyo wali mkawonekero kakofya. Ndipo chibabiro cha Sarah chakufu wa makufikapo. Ndipo iyo ndichumba. Ndipo ndikaviro uri akwe iyo wakavamo.
How you feel, Abraham, father of nations? Is make believer friends and say to him, well, glory to God, I feel fine. We're going to have that baby anyhow.
Kasi iwe kupulika uri Abrahamu dada wa mitundu. Vabwezi wake wakujipangisika kugomezika. Vaka manyanga kuyoya kwa iyo. Inya uchendami kwa chivuta. Ine kupulika makora. Isetivenge nayo mwana yura mto wa iri yose.
Because he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong, giving praise to God. For he was fully persuaded that what God said, God's able to perform. Amen. There's a characteristic of a believer.
Chifuwa hiyo ntawa wakagwedezgeka papangano la chivuta kwizira mkura kugomezga. Kweni wakawa wakukora, kupereka nga marumbo kwa chivuta. Pakuti iyo wakawa wakuchichizgika. Mwaku kwa nira kuti icho chivuta wakayowoya, chivuta ngomagomezgeko kuchita. Amen. Apo pali kachitiru kawakugomezga.
What about you?
Yeah.
What about we, the children of Abraham? Are we identified with the word of God as a promise, and our characteristic identifies herself that we actually believe it?
Kasi imwe mkuti vichi. Mkuona. Kasi iseti kuti vichi. Vana wa Abrahamu. Kasi iseti kumanyikwa na mazgo ya chuta. Ngati pangano. Nipo kashitiro kitu kakuti manyisika tavene. Kuti nadi iseti kugomezika ichi.
Or do we just hem-haw, jump from here and over here and down here and guess and hem-haw around about it? Then we're not Christians. We're just making believe.
Panji, kasi imwe mkupangapo waka ntabwara, kuduka kufuma hapa, na kudera uku, na kusika uku, na kusachizika, na kupangapo ntabwara zaichi. Nteura, ise ntandi seva Kristu, ise tikujipanga waka kugomezika.
But when we really stand to that promise, tow it right there and stay with it. Abraham did.
Kwenye para ise tikuimirira nadi kupanganolira, kuguzira ichi nkanira kula na kukara na ichi. Abraham wakachita.
Now we find out one day he saw three men come walking. The Bible said here it was in the heat of the day. Must have been about noon.
Sono ise di kusanga kuti. Zivale moza iyo wakawona wanarume watatu wakwiza. Wakayendanga. Baiboro rika yoya apa. Mukawa mchitukivu chazuwa. Kuka inara kuti kukawa apa fupufupi mahanya pakati.
These men walked up and was talking to him. We understand that two of them went out in Sodom. I believe we spoke on it the other night. One of them stayed with him.
Vanarumi ava vakiza ndipo vakayoyanga kwa iyo. Ise tukupulika kuti vaviri va iwo vakakirira mu Sodom. Ine nkugomezga ise tukayoyapo paichi usiku unyake. Yumoza wa iwo wakakalira na iyo.
What's this man that he called that stayed with him, what the man did? One was identified by his characteristic that he was Elohim.
Mwoneni mwanarumi uyu uyo iyo wakachema. Uyo wakakalira na iyo. Icho mwanarumi wakachita. Yumoza wakamanyikwa na kachitiro kake. Kuti iyo wakava Elohim.
Elohim, the very first word in the Bible, in the beginning, God. Now any of you scholars know that that word God there means in the Hebrew is Elohim, which means the Almighty, the All-Sufficient, the Self-Existing.
Elohim. Zina renelira la kudanga mubaiboro. Pachiambi chivuta. Sona wale yose wa imwe wakusambira mukumanya kutilizgulira la kuti chivuta kula likunganamula mchehebere ndi Elohim. Icho chikunganamula wankongono zose. Wakukwanyira vyose kajilengi.
Needs no help from nobody.
Amen.
Needs nobody's interpretation. He does his own.
Yes.
He's the all-sufficient God. Omnipresent, omniscient,
yeah.
Omnipotent. He's God.
Ntawa kusoveka wovwiri kufuma kwa waliose. Ntawa kusoveka kumasulira kwa minyake. Wakuchita kwa keyeka. Iyo ndi chiuta wakukwanira vyose. Wakusangika palipose. Wakumanya vyose. Wankungono zose. Iyo ndi chiuta.
There he was. And Abraham now, this patriarch who had a hold of the word, looked at this fella. And when this fellow had his back turned to the tent, he said, where is your wife Sarah? Said, she's in the tent behind you.
Iyo wakawa hapo. Ndipo Abraham sono. Sekuru uyu uyo wakakoreska mazgu. Wakamlaviska muntu uyu. Ndipo para muntu uyu wakati walazgira msana wake kuhema. Iyo wakati. Kasi walinku mwari wako Sarah. Wakati. Iyo wari muhema kunyuma kwinu.
Said, I'm going to visit you according to the time of life and you'll have this baby that I promised you. And Sarah laughed about it, and the one was talking to him, told him what Sarah said in the tent behind him.
Wakati, inendiza mkumchesikirani ime kukulingana na nyengo ya umoyo. Ndipo ime mzamkuwa na mwana uyu, uyo ine nkamlaizgani ime. Ndipo Sarah wakaseka zaichi. Ndipo imoza uyo wakayoyanga kwa iyo. Wakamparira iyo icho Sarah wakayoya muhema kunyuma kwake.
Now in Genesis you read that. We find out that then Abraham, after this man had identified himself, what was it? Hebrews 4th chapter, the 12th verse said, the word of God is sharper, more powerful than a two-edged sword, a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
So no mugenzes, ema mamazgenge icho. Ise tukusanga pamanyumma kuti, Abraham, pamanyumma pakuti manarume uyu wakati wajimanyiska yomwene. Kasi chikabachivichi. Vaebere chipaturo 4, verse 12, likati. Mazga chivuta nga kutkwa. Nga nkongono chomene kujumpa rupanga rukutkwa kuviri. gakusanda mangano gano na madansko gamtima.
He knew that this was the man. He knew there's no prophets in the land but him. And therefore the word of the Lord had come to him, and he was a prophet, and here the word come to the prophet.
Iyo
wakamanya kuti mwanarume uyu wakava uyu. Iyo wakamanya kuti mkavavya iva profeti mucharu kweni iyo. Ndipo ipo mazwa Yehova kakiza kwa iyo. Ndipo iyo wakava mprofeti. Ndipo apa mazgu kakwiza kwa mprofeti.
Same thing with John the Baptist.
Yes.
There had not been a prophet for 400 years. I remember maybe old Dr. Davis is sitting here tonight, the old missionary Baptist preacher that baptized me in the faith. He used to argue with me.
Chindu chanechira na Yohani mbabatizi. Nta wakawako mprofeti pavirimika 400. Ine nkukumbukira. Panyake mlana Dr. Davis walimuno usiku ugu. Wamishonari wakari mparazi wa Baptist uyo wakanibabatiza ine mchipulikano. Iyo wakati mwanga kususkananga na ine.
He said, Billy, just a kid now. You got to listen to me. I said, all right, Brother Davis, I'm listening.
Iyo wakati, bile, iwe ndiwe wakamanichi sono. Iyo kwenera kuti utegerezi kwa ine. Ine nkati, vile makora mbali Davis, ine nkutegerezga.
He said, you see, John was not baptized. So he had been baptized, but hadn't been baptized, nobody's worthy to baptize him. That's good Baptist theology.
Iyo wakati, iwe wona, Yohani wakababatizika chara. Ntawara iyo wakababatizanga, kweni nta wakababatizika. Nta wakawako kwenerera kuti wambabatize iyo. Ukonde kusambira kuweme pavya uchiuta kuwa Baptist.
Here come Jesus. And said then, John said, I have need to be baptized to thee. Why comest thou to me? And he said, suffer to be so.
Ndipo hapo kuiza Yesu, ndipo wakayo ya pamenyuma. Yohani wakati, ine nkusoveka kuti ndibabatizike na imwe. Njifuwa uri imwe mkuiza kwa ine, ndipo iyo wakati. Zomerezga ichi chikare nteura.
He said, and then when he suffered him, said, you see, then Jesus baptized John.
Iyo wakati, ndipo nteura para iyo wakati wazomerezga. Iyo wakati, imo wanani, nteura Yesu wakambabatiza Yohane.
And when he went out of the water, then the heavens opened, he saw God in the form of a dove coming down, going on him, said, this is my beloved son, whom I'm pleased to dwell in.
Ndipo para iyo wakati wazuka mumaji, nteura machanya kajurika, ndipo iyo wakawona chivuta mkawonekero kankunda, kukiranga na kurutanga pa iyo wakati. Uyo ndi mwanawane wakutemweka, uyo ine kutemwa kukaramo.
But no, not disagreeing with Dr. Davis, but he was wrong. See, John was the prophet. And the word always comes to the prophet. So if the word was made flesh, it had to come to the prophet anyhow.
Amen.
Because he is testifying of the word, and his very characteristic identified in that.
Kweni chiara, nta kusukananga na Dr. Davis, kweni iyo wakanangiska. Wunani, Yohani wakawa mprofeti. Ndipo mazgu nyengozo sega kuiza kwa mprofeti. Ndeura sange mazgu akazgoka tupi. Iyo wakayenera kuiza kwa mprofeti mtawairi yose. Chifukwa, iyo wakachitiranga wakaboni mazgu. Ndipo kashitiro kake kakamanyiska iyo kuwa icho.
Here comes the word. Now, what happened? As soon as he walked into the face of Jesus, John said, I have need to be baptized of thee. Why comest thou to me? Jesus said, suffer it to be so. For thus it is becoming to us, behooveth us, to fulfill all righteousness.
Apa kakwiza mazgu. Sono kasi kukachitika vichi. Para iyo wakati wafika waka pa maso pa Yesu Yohani wakati. Ine ukenera kuti ndi babatizike na imwe. Njifuwa uri imwe mkwiza kwa ine. Yesu wakati. Zomerezika kuti vive nteura. Pakuti ichi ncha kwenerera kwa ise. Chikuti kakamizika ise. Kuti tifiske urunji wose.
John being the prophet, him being the word, he was the sacrifice, and he was fixing to enter his earthly ministry, and the sacrifice had to be washed before it was presented.
Yohani pakova mprofeti, iyo pakova mazgu, iyo wakava sembe, ndipo iyo wakanozike karanga kunjira mutumiki wake wapacharo chapasi, ndipo sembe ikenera kusukika pambere indaperekeke.
John baptized him because he knows suffer that to be so. For thus it's becoming to us to fulfill all righteousness. The sacrifice had to be washed before presented. And so John baptized. It wasn't another Jesus baptizing John. John baptized Jesus. Suffer it to be so.
Ndipo Yohani wakambabatiza iyo. Chifukwa iyo wakamanya. Zomeneska icho kuti kuventeura. Pakuti ichi ncha kwenerera kwa ise kuti tifiske urunji wose. Sembe ikaenera kuti isukike pambere inaperekeke. Ndipo nteura Yohani wakambabatiza iyo. Ncha wakawa Yesu kubabatizanga Yohani. Yohani wakambabatiza Yesu. Zomeneska ichi kuti kuventeura.
Notice here was Abraham. And he had the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord come to him. He was the prophet. And now here comes the word. He called him Abraham, not Abram.
Wanani, apa pakaba Abraham, nipo iyo wakaba na mazgu ga Yehovah. Mazgu ga Yehovah ga kiza kwa iyo. Iyo wakaba mprofeti, nipo sono apa ga kwiza mazgu. Iyo wakamchema iyo Abraham, nta Abram.
A few days before that, his name was Abram. Now it's Abraham. His wife is Sarah. Now it's Sarah. Not S-A-R-A-S-A-R-A-H. Not A-B-R-A-H-A-M. A-B-R-A-M, but A-B-R-A-H-A-M. Abraham.
Mazavaga choko icho chinda chidike. Zinalake rikawa Abraham. Wakawa Abraham. Sonondi Abraham. Mori wake wakawa Sarai. Sonondi Sara. Nta S-A-R-A-I. S-A-R-A, nta A-B-R-A-H-A-M, A-B-R-A-M, kweni A-B-R-A-H-A-M, Abraham.
And this man identified himself when he said, Abraham.
Amen.
Oh, my.
Wonderful.
Abraham said, Elohim.
Amen.
There's the word and the prophet together.
Amen.
Both characters identified.
Ndipo mwanarume uyu wakajimanyiska iyo mwene para iyo wakati Abraham. Oh mwe. Abraham wakati Elohim. Apo pari mazgu na mprofeti pamuza. Vandu vose vaviri wakamanyiskika.
Elohim. He said, where is your wife Sarah? Said she's in the tent behind you. And then the miracle was done. Elohim. Abraham called him the all-sufficient, almighty, omnipotent God.
Amen.
Elohim, iyo wakati, kasi walingu mwore wako Sara. Wakati, iyo walimuhema kunyuma kwinu. Ndipo, pamanyuma mtondwe wakachitika. Elohim, Abraham wakamchema iyo, wakukwanyira vyose, mwene nkongono, chiwuta wa nkongono zose.
Jesus said, when he was on earth, he did the same thing that Elohim did.
Amen.
That identified his characteristic as being God.
Yesu wakayoya pale iyo wakawa pacharo chapasi. Iyo wakachita chindu chene chira icho Elohim wakachita. Chira chikamanyisika kashitro kake pakuwa chiuta.
And he said before, in the last days, just at the coming of the Son of Man, when He's being revealed, this setting will take place again like it was at Sodom. Elohim among His people.
Amen.
Almighty God. That's what the Scripture says.
Yes, that's
right. Elohim among the people.
Ndipo iyo wakayoya kale mumazuwa ga umariru nkanira pakwiza kwa mwana wa muntu. Pare iyo wakavumbukwa. Chako chitika ichi chiza mkuchitikaso. Ngati ndumo kukavira kusodom. Elohim pakati pavantu vake. Chiwuta mwene nkongono. Icho ndicho lemba likuyoya. Elohim pakati pavantu.
For 40 years, he's been baptized with the Holy Ghost. Elohim, God, and the church. Look, Abraham seemed one sign. Another calling, a sign, a calling, a calling, a sign, waiting for that promised son.
Pavirimika forte iyo wakara wakude babatiza ise na mzimu mtuva. Elohim chuta. Ndipo mpingo wanani. Abraham wakawona chimanyikwiro chimuza. Nchemo inyake. Chimanyikwiro, nchemo. Nchemo, chimanyikwiro. Kulindizganga mwanayura wapangano.
But the last sign that he saw, the last appearing, the last visit of God before the promised son arrived on the scene was Elohim in human flesh.
Amen.
Then the promised son come.
Kwene chimanyikwiro cha umaliro icho iyo wakaona. Kuonekera kwa umaliro. Kumuchazikera kwa umaliro kwa chiuta pambere mwana wapangano wakawa wandaoneke pamalo. Chikawa Elohim mutupi la muntu. Pamanyuma mwana wapangano wakiza.
And Abraham's seed is waiting for the promised son, Jesus Christ. And they've seen signs of pouring out of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, divine healing, and so forth.
Ndipo mbewu ya Abraham ikulindizika mwana wa pangano Yesu Kristo. Ndipo iwo vali kuviona vimanyikwiro, kupunguka kwa mzimu mtuva, kuyoyanga malilime, machirisiko ka uzimu na vinyake nteura.
But when the Son of Man is being revealed, Elohim will return back to the royal seed of Abraham and show that same thing that he showed in that day. Amen. Elohim, as it was. Why? It would be the characteristic of God.
Kwene paramana wa muntu wa kufumbukwa, Elohim waza mkuweleraso kumbeo ya ufumu ya Abraham. Ndipo waza muoneska chindu chanichira icho iyo wakawoneska mzuvalira. Amen. Elohim umo kukavira. Chifukwa, ichi chiza mkuwa kachitiro kachiuta.
Now if Christ was God, yet a little while the world sees me more, yet ye shall see me, for I'll be with you, even in you to the consummation, the end. The works that I do, shall you do also. Jesus said that in Luke the 17th chapter.
Sono sange Kristi wakaba chiuta. Kwene kanyango kachoko ndipo charu nta chindi wanengeso ine. Kwene ime msa mkundiwona ine. Pakuti ine ndeza mkuwa na imwe, nanga ndima imwe, kufika kuumaliro nkanira, umaliro. Mirimo iyo ine nkuchita, muza mkuchita na mweso. Yesu wakayowaya icho mu Luka chipaturo 17.
All right. When we believe and see these last days, this setting is to be reacted again. Therefore, Hebrews 1:1, God in sundry times, by the prophets, identified himself. In this last days has identified the resurrection of his son from the dead by giving the church the same characteristic that he had, making Hebrews 13:8 exactly right.
Amen.
Vili makora. Para isi tikugomezika ndipo tikuona mazuwa ga umaliro aga. Chakuchitika ichi chikwenera kuti chichitikeso. Ipo vaebere 1:1. Chiuta mnyango za kale mwama profeti wakajimanyisika yomwene. Mumazuva ga umaliro aga wamanyisika chiuka cha mwana wake kuvakufa. Pakuchita kupereka kumpingo kachitiro kenekara akwa iyo wakavanako. Kupanga vaebere 13:8 nkanira ndende.
No feathers can be picked out of that. That's eagle feathers. They stay tight because they're heavenly bird. They feed some eagle food.
Palije mahungwa gangamanya kufumisikikaku kuicho. Awo ndi mahungwa ganumbo. Iwa kukara makukora. Chifukwa hizo ndi viyuni vya mchanya. Iwa wakuzirgeska chakurga chanumbu.
Now we notice that in the sundry times, divers manner, he spoke to the fathers, to the prophets, in the last days to his son Jesus Christ by raising him up from the dead.
So no isa tikuona kuti, munyengo zakale, ntowa za kupambana pambana, iyo wakayoya kuba wisikewo kuzira muba profeti, mumazuba ga umaliro kuzira mumwana wake Yesu Kristu, pakuchita kumuska iyo kuba kufwa.
And here he is among us after 2,000 years, the same Jesus,
amen.
Not one of the prophets, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The resurrected Son of God.
Ndipo hapa iyo walipakati pitu. Pama nyuma pavirimika 2,000. Yesu mwene yura. Ndayu moza wa profeti. Yesu. Hallelujah. Mwana wakusikika wachuta.
Jesus said one day, he said, a wicked and adulterous generation seek after a sign. And they'll get a sign. A wicked and adulterous generation. When was the world any more wicked or adultery and perverted than it is now?
Yesu wakayo Yesu varimoza iyo wakati. Muwiro weheni na uzagari ukupenja chimanyikwiro. Ndipo iwo wapokerenge chimanyikwiro. Muwiro weheni ndipo uzagari. Mbauri apo charu chikabachi heni kwa kuruska. Panji chizagari na chakutimba nizgika. Kuruska umo ichi chiriri sonu.
as it was in the days of Jonas. As Jonas is in the belly of the whale for 3 days and nights, so must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and nights.
Umo kukavira mu mazuva ga Yona. Apo Yona wakava muntumbo ya somba pa mazuva ga tatu na mausiku. Ntawara mwana wa muntu kwenara kuva mumtima wa charu mazuva ga tatu na mausiku.
Then a wicked and adulterous generation was to receive a sign. What kind of a sign? A sign of the resurrection.
Amen.
And we have it today after 2,000 years. He's still alive. Yeah. He's among us tonight, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Identifying himself by the characteristics of God, manifesting the word in this day that he promised to do. Amen.
Njewora mwira uhenne na uzagali ukainera kuti upokere chimanyikwiro. Kasi manyikwiro cha mtunduli, chimanyikwiro cha chiuka. Ndipo ise tiri nacho ichi mwanya uno, pama nyuma pavirimika 2000. Iyo wachari wa muyo, iyo walipakati pitu siki uu, mwene yura mairo mwanya uno na mira ira. Kujimanyisikanga yo mwene na kachitiro kachihuta, kuonesikiranga masku mnyengo iyi, chene icho iyo wakalaizia kwa zakachita. Amen.
There's the word, how will you believe the sign, is the next thing. Last days, his identification by his son.
Apo palimasko. Sono kasi imwe mchikomezgenge chamanyikwiro. Ndi chindu chakolondezgako. Mazuva ga umaliro. Kujimanyisika kwake mwamwana wake.
Notice, God spake to Moses in sundry times. In the Deuteronomy 18:15, said, the Lord your God shall raise a prophet like it unto me.
Wonani, chiuta wakayoya kwa Moses mnyengo sakare. Mujitoronome 18:15 wakati, Yehova chivuta winu waza mkuhusika mprofeti wakuwa ngati ine.
Now watch, that's the word. That is the word. That was God. That wasn't Moses. How would Moses know that? He was a man. But God speaking through Moses said this. You believe that?
Yeah.
All right.
Sono wanani, agandi masku, agandi masku, yura wakawa chivuta, yura ntang wakawa Moses. Kasi Moses ndena wakachimanya uli icho. Iyo wakava muntu. Kwene chivuta kuyo wayaranga mwa Moses. Wakayoya ichi. Kasi ime mkugomezga icho. Vire makora.
Now notice Jesus. Watch how his characteristics identified this promised word true. He certainly did. He was identified by this characteristic that Moses said he would be.
Sono mwoneni Yesu. Wanani umo kake, kashitro kake kakamanyisika, mazgu kakula izgika aga kuwa gaunenesko. Iyo nadi wakachita. Iyo wakamanyisika na kashitro aka, ako Moses wakayoya kuti iyo wazamkuwa.
Many of them, like today, they want to see some great leader. Oh, this is Dr. P.H. so-and-so. He's out of Hartford University, or he's out of some great big somewhere like that. That's no identification of God.
Amen.
No, no. Not a thing about it. The word's what identifies God.
Vanandi va iwo ngati mwanya uno. Iwo wakukumba kuti wawone mlongozi kimunyake mkuru. Oh, uyu ndi Dr. P.H. wakuti na wakuti. Iyo wale kufuma ku Hartford University. Panji, iyo wale kufuma kusikuru inyake ikuru ngati teura. Icho nta ndi kujimanyisika kwa chiuta, chara, chara. Kulije karikose za ichi. Mazgu ndigo kakumumanyisika chiuta. Mkuona?
Jesus was not a scholar. Neither was he a priest. Neither was he a rabbi to the world. He was a renegade to the world.
Yesu nta wakava wakusambira. Nesiye wakava msofi. Nesiye wakava msambizgi kucharu. Iye wakava wakugarukira kucharu.
But God was confirming his word to him, which made him Emmanuel.
Amen.
That was his identification.
Kwene chivuta wakakosgeranga mazgugake kwezira mwaiyo. Chene icho chikampanga iyo Emmanuel. Kula kukava kujimanyisika kwake.
Now, here Jesus meeting this exactly what God in sundry times said he would do. Through Moses, what he would do.
Sono, apa Yesu kukumananga na ichi ndende icho chiuta mnyengo zakale wakati iyo waza mkuchita. Kwizira mwa Moses, icho iyo waza mkuchita.
Now watch, when he met Peter, as we dramatized it the other night, when he met Peter and told Peter what his name was, this sign identified His Messiah claims to Peter. For the word had said, the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet.
Sono onani para iyo wakati wakumana na Petros. Umoise tikachiwoneskira ichi msevero usiku unyake. Para iyo wakati wakumana na Petros. Ndipo wakampalira Petros ilo likama zinalake. Chimanyikwiro ichi chikamanyiska vya kuyoya vyake vya umesia kwa Petros. Pakuti mazgo kakati, Yehova chivuta wino waza mkuuska mprofeti.
And Peter come up, which was Simon then, come up where he was at, and Jesus looked at him and said, your name is Simon, and you are the son of Jonas. That identified the character of Christ to be that word that Moses promised.
Ndipo Petros wakafika, uyo wakava Simoni kare, wakiza uko iyo wakava. Ndipo Yesu wakamlaviska iyo wakati, zinarako ndiwe Simoni, ndipo iwe ndiwe mwana wa Jonas. Chira chikamanyisika nkaro ya Kristu kuti wakava mazgu gara au Moses wakalaizga.
Peter recognized that sign identified Jesus as Messiah. God was in Christ, the anointing for the last days.
Petros wakamanya kuti chimanyikwiro chira chikamumanyisika Yesu kuva Mesia. Chiuta wakava mwa Kristu kuzozga mumazuva ya umaliro.
To Nathaniel, remember, he told Simon his name. Now watch. To Nathaniel, he told what he had done. You were under the tree when I saw you. That identified him, Messiah.
Kwa Nathaniel, kumbukirani, iyo wakampalira Simoni zinalake. Sono wanani, kwa Nathaniel, iyo wakampalira icho iyo wakachita. Iwe wakava musi mwakuni para ine nkakuona iwe. Chirachika mmanjika iyo kuva Mesia.
Said, you are the son of God.
Amen.
You are the king of Israel. He was identified by the characteristic of the promised word that he was to be the Messiah. The Lord your God shall raise a prophet.
Wakati, imwe ndimwe mwana wa chiuta, imwe ndimwe fumu ya Israeli, iyo wakamanyisikika na kachitiro kamazika kula izgika kuti iyo wakainera kuva Mesia. Yehova chiuta winu waza mkuuska mprofeti.
The little woman at the well, he told her what she was. And that identified him as this promised Messiah.
Mwana kazi mchoko pa chisime. Iyo wakamparira iyo, icho iyo wakava. Ndipo chira chikamanyisika iyo ngati Mesia uyu wakulaizgika.
See, his character, his characteristics was the word being identified, was his characteristics showing that the word was God, so that was God being identified in Christ.
Amen.
Mkuona, nkaro yake. Kachitiro kake, vikava mazgu kumanyisikanga. Kakava kachitiro kake kuonesikanga kuti mazgu wakabachiuta. Ndewara yura wakabachiuta kumanyisikanga mwa Kristu.
Watch it, no. To Peter, he was identified to Peter by calling his name. He was identified to Nathaniel by telling him what he done. He was identified by the woman by telling what she was.
Sono wanani ichi. Wanani. Kwa Petros? Iyo wakamanyisikika kwa Petros pakuchita kuchema zinarake. Iyo wakamanyisikika kwa Nathaniel pakuchita kumpalira icho iyo wakachita. Iyo wakamanyisikika kwa mwanakazi pakuchita kumpalira icho iyo wakava.
What who he was, what he done, and what she was. He identified his Messiah characteristic that was to be the characteristic of the Messiah.
Icho iyo, icho Petros wakava, icho Nathaniel wakachita. Na icho mwanakazi wakava. Iyo wakajimanyisika kachitiro kake ka umesia kutindiko kakayenera kuva kachitiro ka Mesia.
Look at the little woman say the same thing. Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. We haven't had a prophet for hundreds of years. We've had plenty of church, plenty of fusses and denominational difference, but we haven't had a prophet for hundreds of years.
Mwoneni mwanakazi mchoko wakuyoya chindu chenechira. Bwana, ine nkona kuti imwe ndimwe mprofeti. Ise ntati rikuvapo nayo mprofeti pavirimika mahandredi. Ise tirikuvapo na macharichi kanandi, kukangana kunandi na mpambano pa mabungwe. Kweni ise ntati rikuvapo na mprofeti pa mahandredi kavirimika.
We know that when Messiah cometh, this is what will identify him. He said, I'm he that speaks to you. Yes. Nothing uncertain about it. I am he. That identified him.
Ise tikumanya kuti para Mesia okwiza. Ichi ndicho chiza mkumanyisika iyo, iyo wakati, ine ndine iyo, uyo wakuyoya kwa iwe, palije chakukaikiska zaichi, ine ndine iyo, chira chikamanyiska iyo.
The woman with the blood issue identified him the Word. Wow. By what he done when her faith touched him. He turned around and said, "Who touched me?" He knowed something happened that identified Jesus as Messiah.
Mwanakazi na suzgo la kusurura ndopa. Wakamanya iyo kuba mazgo. Uli. Na echo iyo wakachita para chipuregano chake chikati cha mkwaske iyo. Iyo wakanganamuka ndipo wakati. Ndinjani wandi kwaske ine. Iyo wakamanya chinyake chikachitika. Chira chikamanyisika Yesu kuba Mesia.
She believed it. And she said, "If I can touch his garment, I'll be made well." So as soon as she touched, he turned. Said, "Now who touched me?" And they all denied it. But his Messiah characteristic. Amen.
Amen.
I hope you see that, congregation.
Yes.
Listen as we're closing.
Iyo wakagomezga ichi, ndipo iyo wakati. Usangene nenga kwasika cha kufara chanki, ine ndive nge makora. Ntawara para manakazi wakati wa mkwasika waka. Iyo wakanganamuka wakati. Sono ndinjani wandikwasika ine. Ndipo iwo wose wakakana ichi. Kweni kashitiro kake kao Mesia. Amen. Ine kukomezika imwe mkuchuona icho guru. Tegeresgani apoisi tikujara.
There. She touched him. There was hundreds maybe trying to touch him. Peter even rebuked him. Said, "Well, all of them's touching you." He said, "Yes, but somebody touched me different. That's that different, that faith touch."
Kula mwanakazi waka mkwaske iyo. Kukava mahandred panyake kweyezianga kutiva mkwaske iyo. Petros waka mchenya iyo wakati. Inya, vose waka mkwaskani imwe. Iyo wakati. Inya, kwenye mnyake wandi kwaska ine mwachirendo. Ukondi kwa chirendo. Ako chipulikano chikukwaska.
Said, "Somebody touched me. It was a different touch. I got weak. Strength went out of me. Virtue's gone from me. Now there he stands."
Mkuona, wakati, mnyake wandi kwaska ine, kukava kukwaska kwa chirendo, ine na ngufoka, kongono za fumamu maine, kaziruiro kafumamu maine, sono iyo waimirira hapo.
Now even his own disciple, saying, "In other words, you sound like you were some delinquent person." Well, people, everybody's touched it. Watch his identification now.
Sono, nanga ndi msambiri wake yeka kuyoyanga mumazguganyake. Imwe mukupulikikwa. Mukupulikikwa ngati kuti imwe mukava muntu mwenyake wakupanya dango. Chifukwa, vantu, waliyosa wakumukwasikani imwe. Wonane kwake, wonane kujimanyisika kwake sono.
He turned around, looked through the crowd. He singled her right out. She couldn't hide herself any longer. He told her of her condition and said her faith had made her well.
Iyo wakanganamuka, wakalaviska mchiguru. Iyo wakamuona iyo. Mwanakazi wakatondeka kubisama mtu wa iliose. Iyo wakampalira mwanakazi za kaviro kake. Ndipo wakati, chipurikano chake, chikampanga iyo wa msuma.
She know by this that Hebrews 4:12, the word deserves the thoughts its intents of the heart. His characteristic identified him to be the Word of God made flesh and dwelling among us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Iyo wakamanya na ichi kutiva Hebere 4:12. Mazgu gakusanda maganogano madazgu gake gamtima. Kashitiro kake kakamanyiska iyo kuva mazgu gachivuta gakuzgoka tupi na kukaranga pakatipitu. Amen.
I think the same thing tonight identifies him, the resurrected Jesus Christ living among us tonight. The same yesterday, today, and forever.
Ine mkwanangana chindu chene chira usiku uu, chikumumanyisika iyo. Yesu wakusikika kukaranga pakatipitu usiku uu, mwene yura mairo mhanyauno na mira ira.
Now as Hebrews 13:8 is true, his character will identify him today as it did then. The same manner.
Sono, umuwa Hebere 13:8, ndiwa unenesko. Nkaro yake imu manyisikenge iyo mahanyauno, umayi kachitira kale, kachitiro kenekara.
Look at Theopius and them after resurrection. Jesus identified himself the way he broke that bread. They done it just the way he did it before he was crucified. And that identified his characteristics because that's the way he did it.
Mwoneni kiriopa na iwo, pamanyuma pachiwuka. Yesu wakajimanyisika iyo mwene umo iyo wakamenyera chingwa chira. Kuti iyo wakachita ichi umo iyo wakachitira ichi pambere iyo wakawa wandapa ikike. Ndipo iyo, chira chikamanyisika kachitiro kake, chifuka umo ndimo iyo wakachitira ichi.
Now if he was sure tonight, how would he identify himself? It's like he did yesterday. For it's the same today and will be forever. It's identification.
Sono sange iyo wakawenge muno siku uu. Kasi iyo ntena wongu jimanyisika uri iyo mwene. Ngatindu mwa iyo wakachitira mairo. Pakuti iyo ndi mwende yura mwanya uno. Ndipo wasa mkuwa kumira ira. Uku ndi kujimanyisika.
Hebrews 4:14 and 15. He is now, says, he is our high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities.
Vayebere 4:14-15. Iyo sono ndi wakuti, iyo ndi msofi witu mkuru uyewangamanya kukwasikika na kapulikiru wakakufoka kwitu.
He is our high priest. Right now, after his resurrection,
amen,
after his death,
amen,
after his burial, after his resurrection, after his ascension,
amen,
amen, he still remains,
amen,
the same yesterday, today, and forever, a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity.
Iyo ndi msofu witu mkuru, sono ntena, pamanyuma pachivuka chake, pamanyuma panyifwa yake, pamanyuma pakusungika kwake, pamanyuma pachivuka chake, pamanyuma pakukwera kwake. Amen. Iyo wakukaririra nditu mwene yura mairo, mwanya uno na mira ira. Msofi mkuru, uyo wangamanya kukwasikika na kapulikiro kakufoka kwitu. Amen.
He's that right now.
Yes.
To every man and woman here that'll believe it.
Amen.
He is our high priest. Same yesterday, today, and forever.
Iyo ndicho wali sono ntena. Kwa mwanarumi wali yose na mwanakazi muno uyo wagomezgenge ichi. Iyo ndi msofu witu mkuru. Mwene yura mairo mwanya uno na mira ira.
He ever lives. Do you believe that? His characteristics continually identify him the same as he was when he lived on earth. He's still living here tonight in the form of the Holy Spirit.
Iyo ngwa moyo mira ira. Kasi mwa mkugomezga icho. Kashitiro kake ruta ruta. Kakumumanyisika iyo kuwa mwene yura. Umo iyo wakawira pare iyo wakawapacharu chapasi. Iyo wachari wa moyo nditu muno. Usiku uu mkawonekero kamzimu mtuwa.
He ever lives, and his characteristics follow him just as it always did if he's still living.
Iyo ngwa moyo mira ira. Ndipo kashitiro kake kakumurondezika iyo. Gandumo ichi chikachitikira nyengo zonse. Usange iyo ngwa moyo nditu.
I'm thankful tonight that God in sundry times and diverse manners spake to the fathers, to the prophets in this last days through his Son, Jesus Christ.
Ine ndine wakuonga usiku kuti chiuta mnyengo zakale na ntowa za kupambana pambana wakayoya kufasikuru kwizira mwa profeti mazuba ka umaliru aga kwizira mwana wake Yesu Kristu.
Ma, I didn't know how to talk that long. I forgot about it being like that. I'm sorry. I'll stop. Let us pray.
Mwe, ine nangumanya chara kuti ine na yoya nyengo itare nteura. Ine nanguruwa zaichi kubangati nteura. Ine nkupepiska. Ine ndi chitenge waka. Ine ndirekez genge. Tieni setirombe.
Heavenly Father, great merciful God. Lord, I talk too much. I pray, God, if I did, you forgive me. But Lord, I cannot ask forgiveness for what I said. I said just what you've said in your word here.
Vadada vakuchanya, chota mkuru walusungu. Fumu, ine, panyake ine nkuyo ya chomene. Ine nkromba chota, usange ine nanguchita. Ima mdigokere ine. Kwene fumu, ine ntani ngaromba chigokero pa icho ine nanguyo woya. Ine nanguyo woya waka icho imwe mayoya mumazuginu umu.
Now just a word or two from you, Lord. Maybe everyone here will see it tonight. The little sick people will be healed when they see that you're still our great high priest.
Sono lisikwaka panjigaviri kufuma kwa ime fumu. panyake waliose muno wachiwanenge ichi usiku uo. Vachoko, vanduvaruari vachirenge para iwo vakuona kuti imwe mchalinditu msofi witu mkuru.
I pray, Lord, in these next few minutes that you'll make this message live again.
Yes.
In reality, what I've said by word, may your characteristic identify you among us tonight, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. For it's in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Ine nkromba fumu, mumamini tila choko kakwiza aga, kuti imwe mupangenge utenga uu wa moyo kama zaso mwana dinadi, kuti icho ine ndayoya mwamazgu, nkromba kashitro kinu kamu manyisikeni imwe pakatipitu usiku uu, kuti imwe ndi mwene yura mairo mwanyauno na mirayira. Pakuti ndi muzina la Yesu ise eti kuromba ichi. Amen.
Just a moment now. I'm just a little late, but would you all suffer long enough to have a little prayer line for 15, 20 minutes? If you will, hold up your hand and say, thank you. I promised to let you out at 9:30. It's that time now. It's 20 minutes still. So if you'll just give me about 10 minutes, I'll hurry right up.
Kanyengo wanka sunu. Ise, ine ndachedwa pachoko wanka. Kweni kasime munga zizipizirapo nyengo italiko kutitive na pempero lichoko la pamzere pama minute 15, 20. Usange imu mchitenge kwezikane mchanya wakorino iyo wayani. Ise, viri makora, kumuangani imwe. Ine na nkupangana na mwe kuti, ndi mfumsike ninge imwe pa 9:30. Ndi nyengo ira sono. Ndi maminiti 20 kuti ikwane. Ndi ora sange imwe mungandipa waka ine pa fupufupi maminiti 10. Ine ndi furumisike nge nkanira chomene.
Let's see, what did prayer cards they get out today? Oh, what were we start the other night? One?
I think it was one.
Yeah. And then last night, the Holy Spirit.
Tieni tiwone, kasi wangu pereka makaduri kama pempero mwanyauno. Oh, vichi, kasi ise tikayambira pochi usiku wa mara. One, inya, aha. Dibu nteora ise usiku wa mara, ise mbwenu mzimu mtuva.
I was listening today, repeating what was said. Some of them French names, the Holy Spirit, the only way I could do it, just wait and see.
Ine napulikizganga mwanyauno. Ndipo wanawerezgangapo icho chikayoyeka. Ganyake ga iwo mazina gachi French. Ine nkawa mzimumtuwa. Ntawayeka pera ine ntena nkachita ichi. Kulindizga waka na kulaviska.
See, sometimes when you see a vision, it's got to be turned around and translated. It's interpreted. A vision, like you'd see a sheep, that might mean wool. See, you have to have also the translation of it. See? And turn that vision around and translate it.
Wonani, nyengo zinyake para iwe wawona mboni woni. Iyi kwenye rakuti muiwone seske na kuyimasulira. Iyi kumasulirika. Mboni woni ngati kuti imwe mawona mberere. Icho panji chingangana mulaweya. Wonani, imwe mkwena rakuti muveso na kumasulira kwa ichi. Wonani, ndipo muiwone seske mboni woni yira, ndipo muimasulire iyi.
I noticed last night I couldn't pronounce those French names. I had to spell it out. In Africa and around those Hottentots and heathens and things, it would ever spell their name right out, tell them who they were. Spell it right out in their language. They'd know what it was as soon as you spell it out. But he knows all languages.
Amen.
He's the eternal God.
Ndipo ine nkaona usiku wa mara, ine nkatondeka kukazunura mazinagara gachi French, ine nkachita kuchema siperingi. Mwa Afrika na kuzungulira kudera ku mahotentots na vambula kugomezi kavara na vintu. Iye ikazunuranga siperingi ya zinarawo makoragene, kupapalira iwo kasi iwo vakava anjani, kulizunura ili makoragene mchiwo yero chawo. Iwo wakamanyanga kasi ichi chikavachivichi, para iwe wachema waka siperingi. Kweni wanani, kweni iyo wakumanya vyo yero vyose, iyo ndi chivuta wa mira ira.
Let's start tonight from, let's say, 75 to 100 and O. Is that what he said? Yeah. All right.
Tieni tiambeko usiku uu kufumira. Tieni tioye 75 kufika 100 mu O. Kasi icho ndicho iyo wangiwoya, ine inya vili makora.
Who's got prayer card 75? Let's see it. In O, prayer card O 75. Raise up your hand, ever who has it. O, all right, come right over here.
Kasi ndinjani wali nakadi la pembero 75, tingaliwona ise ili mu o kadi la pembero o 75 kwezika mchanya woko lako waliyose uyo walinalo ili ma o vili makora zanga nkanina kudera kuno
75 80 85 90 95 100. Come this way if you will. All right, it's line right up over here right quick because we won't have time. I'm going to just trust that you'll do it.
75 80 85 90 95 100. Zaninge kudera uku sange imwe mangachita vili makora ili ndiro pangane mzere nkanira kudera uku nkanira mwaluwiro chifuwa ise ntati vengena nyingo ine ndigo mezenge waka kuti imwe muchitenge ichi.
Look at your prayer card, look at your neighbor's prayer card. What if somebody's crippled up, move them right up in the prayer line. So if they got O, like this O, 75 to 100, line up right over here if you will.
Lavisikani pakadilinu la pempero, lavisikani pakadi la pempero la mzengesikani winu, kasi ndipo sange munyake ngwa kupundukwa, vatolereni iwo nkanira mumzere wa pempero. Ndeura usangi iwo valina la O, ngati waka O, 75 kufika 100. Pangani mzere nkanira kudera uku, usangi imwe mungachita.
Wherever you are in the balconies, wherever we're, come right down and come to the line as quick as possible, if you will. So to save time.
Kulikose imwe muri, muvipinda vya mchanya, kunyake kulikose, kirirani nkanira pasi. Nipo fikani kumzere mwaruwiro umo mungachitira, usange imwe mungachita, ndewura kuditi sunge nyingo.
Now the rest of you here that does not have a prayer card, will you raise your hands and say, I haven't got a prayer card, Brother Bram, but I believe, raise your hands.
Sono mwanyake mose imwe muno, imwe murije kadi la pempero, uri imwe mkwezge maoko inu ndipo yoyani, ina ndirije kadi la pempero mbare Branham, kweni ina kukomezga, kwezgani maoko inu.
I remember I'm going to talk to you about the high priest. He is a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities.
Sono kumbukirani, ine ndi wayenge kwa imwe za msofi mkuru. Iyo ndi msofi mkuru uyo wangamanya kukwasikika na kapulikiro kakufoka kwitu.
He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord's provided sacrifice. He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals all thy diseases. You believe that? He's Jehovah Manasseh, a buckler, a shield, or peace. He's still...
Iyo ndi Jehovah Jireh, sembe ya kuperekeka na Jehovah. Iyo ndi Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah uyo wakuchizga matenda kako wose. Kasi imu mkugomezga icho. Iyo ndi Jehovah Manasseh, mvikiriri, chisikango, mtende witu, iyo wachari.
Or how many believes that all those redemptive names of Jehovah was applied to Jesus? Sure he had to be, they're inseparable, so he had to be all of them.
Inya. Kasi mbalinga pa kugomeza kuti masinagosi gara ga uombozi ga kabapa Yesu. Nadi, iyo waka inera kuwa. Usange iyo, chifukwa, iyo munga wapatura chara. Ntawara iyo waka inera kuwa gosi gara.
If he's still Jehovah Jireh, he's Jehovah Rapha. If Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh is the Lord's provided sacrifice for salvation. Then he's Jehovah Rapha that heals all of our diseases. Amen. Healing can only come by God.
Ndipo sange iyo wachari Jehovah Jireh, iyo ndi Jehovah Rapha. Usange iyo ndi Jehovah Jireh, iyo ndi Jehovah Jireh. Ndi sembe ya kuperekeka ya chiponosko. Ntawara iyo Jehovah Rapha uyo wakuchizi ya matenda gitu ose. Amen. Machirisko gakwiza na chuta pera.
All right, while the people line up, I haven't got time to see who they are and what they are. But now all out there that knows that I don't know you, raise up your hand. Say, I have a need of God, but you don't know me, Brother Branham. But I have a need of God. I'm just going to raise my hand.
Vili makora, apavandu wakupanga mzere, ine ndirije nyengo ya kutindiwone kasi iwo mbanjani, na icho iwo vali. Kweni sono, mose kuwaro uko imwe mkumanya kuti ine ntangu mamanyani imwe. Kwezi gani mchanya ukulinu iwo yani. Ine ngusoveka chiwuta. Kweni iwe ntao kundimanya ine mbare Branham. Kweni ine ngusoveka chiwuta. Ine ndi kwezi gengi waka wokolane.
Now if you just settle for a few minutes, watch, be careful, be quiet. Now I don't mean when I say be quiet. If the Lord does anything, you want to praise the Lord, that's worship.
Sono sange imwe munga kazikika waka pa mamini tika choko. Wone seskani, karani chero, karani chete. Sona ine ntangu nganamula para ine nkuti karanichete. Usange fumu ya chita chinyake, ima mkumbenge kuti muirumbe fumu, uko ndi kusopa.
But what I mean, just run around, get up, you know, that's irreverent. See, and the Holy Spirit's very timid, very timid. See, just anything like that just leaves me, and I just have to battle in again, see. But if you listen.
Kwene cho ine nkunganamula, kuchimbira chimbira waka, kuyimirira, ima mkumanya, izo ndi nchindi chara. Mkuona? Ndipo mzimu mtuwa ngwasoni chomene, ngwasoni chomene. Mkuona? Chinyake waka ngati icho, ukundireka waka ine. Ndipo ine mkwenera kuti ndifukafuke pa manyuma kamozaso uonane. Kwenye usange imwe mutegerez genge.
Remember his first promise? Get the people to believe you and then be sincere. Nothing will stand before the prayer. You remember that?
Amen.
I haven't seen it fail yet and it won't fail. It's God.
Imwe mkukumbukira pangano lake la kudanga. Vapange bantu kuti wakugomezge iwe. Ndipo nteura kara wakugomezgeka. Parije chirichose chiza mkiima kujanda lurombor wako. Ima mkukumbukira icho, uombo nenesko. Ndipo icho ndi, ine nta ndiri kuchiwanapo ichi chikutondeka. Ndipo ichi nta chiza mkutondeka, ichi ndi chiuta.
Now, we'll hurry with the prayer line so we get as many through as we can on count of the people. But you that's got prayer cards and not called tonight, hold your card, we're going to get you. All right?
Sono ise tifurumirenge na pempero la pamzere, mauti ise tingamanya kuvana vanandi umo ise tingachitira, pa kuvagana nganira vantu. Kweni imwe mwene imwe muli na makadi gama pempero, ndipo ntamwa chemeka usiku, sungani kadilinu, ise timfike ninge imwe, vili makora.
Now you out there without prayer cards, remember, are you out there, whether you have prayer cards or not, just believe that he is like Hebrews, the fourth chapter here, he's a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities.
Sono imwe kuwaro uko mulije makadi gama pempero, kumbukirani. Panji imwe kuwaro uko, kwa imwe mulina makadi gama pempero panji chara, kumezgane waka kuti iyo walingati vaebere chipaturo 4 apa. Iyo ndi msofi mkuru uyo wangamanya kukwasikika na kapulikiro kakufoka kwitu.
See if he remains. See if Jehovah has represented himself among his people like he did at the days of Sodom. All right.
Onani usangi iyo wakukaririra. Onani usangi Yehova wajiwoneska iyo mwene pakati pa bantu wake. Gandumwe iyo wakachitira pa mazuva ka Sodom. Vili makora.
All right, sir. Now let's pray and be real reverent. Now remember, a word from God is more than anybody could say.
Vili makora, bwana. Sono tien tirombe. Sono karaninganira mwanchindi. Sono kumbukirani, lizi kufuma kwa chivuta nda kukwanina kuruska iro mnyake waliose wangamanya kuyuoya.
Now, this man here, I don't know him, and I guess you're a stranger to me, are you, sir? You're a stranger. We know one thing, that we've both got to stand in the presence of God someday as man we've got to meet there. This is our first time meeting.
Sono mtu huyu hapa, ine ntangu mumanya iyo, ndipo ine nkusachizga iyo ndi, iwe ndiwe mlendo kwa ine, kasi ndi nteura bwana. Iwe ndiwe mlendo, ise tikumanya chintu chimoza, kudise tose taviri tikwenarakuti tizaka imirire mkuvapo kwa chuta zuvari nyake, ngati muntu, ise tikwenarakuti tizaka kumane kula, ii ndi nyengwa yitu ya kudanga kukumana.
Now, if you come here, if you are sick, I don't know, it might be something else, see, but if I laid hands on you and say, praise the Lord, go get well, that's all right, you can believe that.
Sono sange iwe wafika kuno. Usangi iwe waruwara. Ine nkumanya chara. Ichi panchi chingamanya kubachindu chinyake. Uona. Kwenye usangi ine nkavika mawoko pa iwe kuti. Ijirumbike fumu. Ruta ukakare makora. Icho uchiri makora. Iwe ungamanya kugomezga icho.
But what if he tells you what's wrong with you? Now, see, that's different. And you know that identifies his characteristic.
Kwenye uli usangi iyo wangakuparira iwe icho chanangika na iwe. Sono uona. Icho ncha kulekana, ntewara iwe ukumanya icho chikuoneska kachitiro kake.
See, that wouldn't be my characteristic. I'm a man, I wouldn't know nothing about him. I just told him, I don't know you. He don't know me. But what would that do? That would identify the characteristic of Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Wona, icho nta chivenge kachitiro kane. Ine ndine muntu. Ine nta ningamanya karikose za iyo. Ine nagumapalira waka iyo. Ine nkukumanya chara iwe. Iyo nta wakundimanya ine. kweni kasi icho chichitenge vichi, icho chuone skenge kashitiro ka Yesu Kristu mwene yura mairo mwanya uno na mjira yira.
Knowing that it couldn't be me, couldn't be me because I don't know the man. I raise my hand, here's the word, see? I don't know him, he don't know me. But the characteristic of Jesus Christ.
Kumanyanga icho, ntandi venge ine, ntandi ngaba ine, chifukwa ine ntangu mumanya muntu. Ine ndikwe zikenge wakulane, apa palimazgu. Mkuona? Ine ntangu mumanya iyo. Iyo ntangu kundimanya ine. Kweni kachitiro ka Yesu Kristu.
If Jesus would stand here and he's sick, if he'd say, Lord Jesus, heal me, what would Jesus say to him? I've already done it. Is that right?
Usange Yesu wakaimirirenge pano, ndipo manarumi murwali, usange manarumi wangayoya, fumo Yesu ndichizgeni ine, kasi Yesu wangayoya vichi kwa iyo, ine ndiri kuchitakare ichi, ndi unenesko uo.
He was wounded for our transgression, with his stripes we were healed. All the redemption that we ever can have was settled at Calvary. From there on is faith to believe the finished work, is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
Iyo wakapwetekeka chifukwa cha kwananga kwitu, na vitimbo vyake ise tikachizgika. Uombozi wose uo ise tingamanya kubanao, ukachitikira pampinjika. Kufumira kura na kuntazi, ndi chipulikano, kutitigomezge nchito ya kumalizgika. Ndi unenesko uo, vili makora.
Now, if Jesus is alive, and I've talked of his word, there you are back to that simplicity and faith believing his word.
Sono sanga Yesu ngwa moyo, dipo inenda yoya za mazgugake. Apo imwe muli, kuwerera kukupweka kula na chipulikano, kukomezganga mazgugake.
When he met me that night, he said, you'll come to pass that you'll even know the secrets of their heart. They won't believe that first sign of the hand, they will have to believe this one. If they don't do that, then blood curses the earth, just like it did in Moses' time.
Pale iyo wakati wakumana na ine usikuura, iyo wakati, iwe uzamu kufika hapa kuchita kuti iwe uzamu kumanya nanga ndivisisi vya mtima wawo. Iwe nta abamu kugomezga chimanyikwiro cha kudanga chira cha woko. Iwe wakwenera kuti wazaka gomezga chimuza ichi. Mkuona? Iwe kutondeka kuchita icho, ndewora ndopa zikutemba charu chapasi. Ngandumo ichi chikachitira munyengo ya Moses.
There won't be them two signs, then pour blood upon the earth. Pour water upon the earth and it'll become blood.
Wakati, ntava gomezgenge vimanyikwiro viviri vira, ntewora ukatire ndopa pasi, uona, ukatire maji pasi, aga gazgo kenge ndopa.
Now, just find out if I can just see what your trouble is. That would satisfy, make you believe. What, you know, it had to be the characteristic of the person I'm talking about, Jesus Christ.
Sono kutindimanyi waka, usange ine ningamanya waka ilo ndisuzgorako, icho chingamanya kukukoreska na kukupanga iwe kugomezga, chichitenge ichi. Iwe kumanya kuti kavenge kachitiro kamuntu uyo ine nkuyowoya Yesu Kristu.
A man, as I look at him, moves back, he's shattered. There isn't a thing that medicine would ever help the man. He's in a dying condition. That's right.
Mwanarumi, umoine nangu mlavisikira waka iyo, ngwa kukwasikika, iyo wapimbika, kulija chindu icho mungwara wangamanya kumavwira mwanarumi, iyo wale mkaviro kakuti wafwenge, uo mbunenesko.
He's had an operation, and the operation was a prostate operation, and it's cancer, and the cancer scattered all through you. If that's right, raise up your hand.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Only God can heal you.
Iyo wakavapo na operationi, ndipo operationi ikava operationi ya kuvaura chiduskwa. Ndipo hii ndi kansa. Ndipo kansa ya mwazikana paliposi pa iwe. Usange uo mbunenesko kweza mchanya wakolako. Chuta yeka wangamanya kumchizga iyo.
Well, look,
hallelujah.
I want to say something to you, sir. That devil might have hid from the doctor's knife, but he can't hide from God.
Amen.
You believe it? You believe it? And I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, may the thing leave you, may the man live.
Kweni wona, ine kukumba kudindi yoye chinyake kwa iwe, bwana. Devil yura panji wakamanya kubisama kuchimai cha dokotara, kweni iyo wangabisama chara kwa chiuta. Kasi iwe kugomezga icho, kasi iwe kugomezga ichi. Ntewora ine nkromba, kuti mzina la Yesu Kristu mbanyichindu changumleka iyo ngromba mundu wakale wa moyo.
Nothing just got weak. All right?
Kulije wafoka waka vili makora.
You and I are strangers to each other. A man and a woman meets. Now, as a man, I don't know you. And perhaps as a woman, you don't know me. No more than you just see my name or picture or something like that. But we don't know one another. That's our characters. We don't know one another character.
Iwe na ine tilivalendo kwa imoza na miyake. Mwanarumi na mwanakazi bakumana. Sono ngati mwanarumi, ine ntangu kumanya iwe. Ndipo panyake ngati mwanakazi, iwe ntangu kundimanya ine. Ntangu kurusika kuti iwe ukawona waka zinarane, panji chituzituzi, panji chinyake ngati icho. Kwenise ntati kumanyana imoza na miyake. Izo ndi nkaro zitu. Ise ntati kumanyana nkaro ya imoza na miyake.
But the characteristic of Christ, He's the Word. And the word is promised for this day. You heard me speak of it.
Kweni kachitiro ka Kristu, iyo ndi mazgu. Ndipo mazgu gari kula izgikira nyingu iyi. Ima ya mungu ndipulika ine nkuyooya za ichi.
Then his characteristics would identify him here. Not me identify him, I don't know you. You understand? Our congregation understand that? I'm the man, I'm just your brother.
Teora kashitiro kake kamanyisikenge iyo apa. Nta ine kumamanyisika iyo. Ine nkukumanya chara iwe. Iwo kupulikiska. Litu. Guru litu likupulikiska icho. Mkuona. Ine ndine muntu. Ine ndine wakambali winu.
Like the woman at the well. Say something is wrong with you. Or what you want or what you're here for. Let God be the judge of that.
Ngati mwanakazi pachisime, kuyowaya chinyake icho chikava chakwanangika, chinyake chakwanangika na iwe, panji icho iwe kukumba, panji icho iwe ulirikuno. Rekane chuta wawe mweruzgi wa icho.
You are suffering from anemia condition. That is right, isn't it? I constantly hit that somebody thinking, I guessed it. I don't guess that. No. Every once in a while I feel that somebody...
Iwe kusuzgika na kaviru waka kuchepa ndopa. Uwa ndi unenesko, ndi ntehura chara. Ine kabiri nkumanya icho. Munyake wakukanagananga kuti ine na ngusachizga ichi. Ine ngusachizga chara icho. Chara. Nyengo riyose mkanyengo, ine nguchipulika icho, munyake.
You can't hide your thoughts now. Now it's about, I know two real bad skeptics sitting here. So now remember I can call your name too. God can. So you quit thinking
Ima mungabisa chara maganogano inu sono. Sono kuli pakunji ine nkumanya. Vangaiko ikuru chomene vaviri vakaramuno. Mukuona? Ndewora sono kumbukirani ine ningamanya kuchema zinarako na weso. Chiuta wangachita. Ndewora iwe ereka kuganagana icho.
Let me show you. Look here, lady. Look at me. I don't know what he told you. But I know what he is. And that's his characteristic identified. Yes. It's anemia condition of blood, water.
Weka ine ndi kuoneske iwe. Laviska kuno dona. Laviska kwa ine. Ine ntang kumanya icho iyo waka kuparira iwe. Kweni ine kumanya icho iyo wali. Ndipo ako ndika chitiro kake kumanyisikika. Inya, ndika viro kakuchepa ndopa. Ndopa maji.
Now, here's something. Sit to think this is guessing. Got a child you're praying for in the chair. That's right. It's got in his throat. Tonsils. Adenoids. It's up for an operation, isn't it right? Take that handkerchief and put on it and believe. Don't doubt. You won't need it.
So na apa palichinyake. Wanani usange iwo bakuganagana uku ndi kusachizga. Uli na mwana uyo iwe ukurombera. Uyo walimuno. Uo mbunenesko. Ichi chirimuchi goromiro chake. Kutupa misikati. Kandu kutu. Ichi chikukumbikwa operationi. Ndindeura chara. Tora katauro ako ndipo vikapo paichi. Ndipo gomezga. Kukaika chara. Ichi ndachi kumbikwenge operationi. Sona gomezga na mtima wako wose.
How do you do?
Amen. Hallelujah.
The thing is, for this woman here, that you are scared about something. You're afraid that a birthmark has turned to cancer.
Woo!
Now, go believing. It won't be that way. Just go believing with all your heart.
Kasi we uli makora. Nkani njakuti. Kwa mwana kazi uyu apa. Kuti we ukuchita wofi na chinyake. Iwe uli na wofi kuti bamba la kubadwa nalo lazikoka kansa. Aha. Aha. Sono Ruta Gomez Ganga. Ndepo ichi nta chamkuva mwantewara umo. Ruta ngawaka. Gomez Ganga na mtima wako wose.
Characteristics. Not of me, of him.
Amen.
You believe now? That should make everybody believe.
Kachitiro. Nta kaine. Kaiyo. Kasima muku Gomez Gasono. Icho chipange wari yose wa Gomez ge.
Amen.
Now, I don't know you. I'm a stranger to you. God knows you. Do you believe that you know that I don't know you? You know you don't know me. So do you believe that this spirit that's speaking cannot be my spirit? Because me as a man, I don't know you.
Sono, ine kukumanya chara iwe. Ine dine mlendo kwa iwe. Chivuta kukumanya iwe. Kasi iwe kugomezika icho. Iwe kumanya kutine nta kukumanya iwe. Ndipo iwe kumanya kutine nta ukundimanya ine. Ntewura kasi iwe kugomeze kuti mzimu uu. Uo kuyooya nta ungaba mzimu wane. Chifukwa, ine ngati muntu, ine kukumanya chara iwe.
But the characteristic of the promised word is the word that's sharper than a two-edged sword and discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Kwenye kachitiro kamazgu kakula izgika, ndi mazgu awonga kutwa kuruska rupanga ruwa kutwa kuwiri, ndipo kakusanda manganogano na madazgu kamtima.
You are very sick. You had a woman's trouble, which was a womb, and that womb had cancer. And you went and take some sort of a treatment, his radium treatment, and the only thing it done is scatter it all through you. And you'll die if God don't heal you. That's true.
Iwe warwara chomene. Iwe ukawa na suzgo la wanakazi. Lene ilo likawa chiberekero. Ndipo chiberekero chira chikawa na kansa. Ndipo iwe ukaruta ndipo ukapokera mankwara ganyake. Gakawa mankwara gakuocherera mkati. Ndipo chindu chakapera iwe gakachita. Ndiku mbini nisikira iyi palipose mwa iwe. Ndipo iwe ufwenge. Usange chivuta nta wakuchizgenge iwe. Uombu nenesko.
You believe now he will heal you? May the God of heaven rebuke that devil that's hid from the doctor. You might hide from radium, but not from the Holy Ghost. Don't believe it, my sister. Don't doubt it all. But believe
it. Oh, God.
Kasi woku Gomez Gasono iyo woku chizgenge iwe. Ngoromba chivuta wa mchenye devuru uyo wangu bisama kwa dokotara. Iyo panji wakamanya kubisama kumangwara kakuocherera kwenye ntaa kwa mzimu mtuva. Rutanga, mugomezga iyo sono mlongosi. Ntaa unga kaikanga mtawairi yose kwenye gomezga.
You believe that God can heal that asthmatic condition, make you well? You believe it? Then go on your road rejoicing and say, thank you, Lord. I believe my asthma's done.
Kasi woku gomezga kuri chivuta wangamanya kuchizga kabira ako ka athima. Na kukupanga iwe makora. Iwe ukugomezga ichi. Ntewala rutanga ulendo wako. Sekereranga. Iyo yanga. Kumongani imwe fumu. Ine kugomezga athima yane ya mara.
How do you do? You're nervous. You've been nervous for a long time. In that is caused a peptic ulcer come to your stomach, which makes you your stomach trouble. You'll eat your supper? Will you do what I tell you to do? Go eat in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Kasiwe uli makora. Iwe uli na vinjenje. Iwe wakara wa vinjenje kwa nyingo itali. Mkati umu, ichi chiri kupangisika chironda cha tumbo la chakurga kuti chifike mtumbo yako. Icho chikukupangisika iwe, suzgurako la mtumbo. Ndipo iwe kukumba kuti ukarge chakurga chako chakugonera. Kasi iwe uchitenge icho ine ndiku palirenge iwe kuti uchite. Ruta ukarge mzina rafumu Yesu.
Do you believe with all your heart? You're a mighty fine young lady looks to be. Do you believe me to be his servant? Do you believe his characteristic can be here to the word itself, the promise of this day, the works that I do, shall you also?
Kasi iwe kugomezga na mtima wako ose. Iwe ndiwe dona mwanichi muweme, uankongono, ukoneka kubanteura. Kasi iwe ukundigomezga ine kubamteveti wake. Kasi iwe ukugomezga kashitiro kake kangamanya kubamuno, kuti. mazgu iwagene na pangano la nyengo iyi. Milimo iyo ine nkuchita imwe mzamachita na mweso.
I can't heal, he's already did that. But his characteristic displays, he can tell what's wrong with you. You got a lady's trouble, female trouble. You believe that God heals it now? Go on your road in my body anymore. Keep it all your heart.
Ine nengachizi gachara, iyo wali kuchita kale icho. Kwenye kachitiro kake kakumuone sikera iyo, nengamanya kupara icho chanangika na iwe. Iwe uli na suzgo la wanakazi, suzgo la wanakazi. Kasi iwe kugomeze kutichivuta wachizi gairi sono, rutanga ulendo wako, ili ntali kusuzgengeso iwe mto wa ili yose. Gomeze na mtima wako wose.
Do you believe me to be his servant?
Yes, sir.
If God will tell me what's your trouble, will you believe it's a characteristic of Jesus Christ? It's in your back. It isn't, no more. Go believe it.
Kasi iwe kundigomezga ine kuwa mteveti wake. Usange chuta wandipalirenge ine ilo ndisuzgo lako. Kasi iwe kugomezgenge ndikashitiro ka Yesu Kristu. Ili lili mumsana wako. Ili ntali liposo. Rutanga. Gomezga na mtima wako wose. Gomezga.
You also have stomach trouble. Believe with all your heart, go eat your supper. Forget about it. Jesus Christ makes you well.
Zanga dona. Iwe na wese uli na suzgo la mtumbo. Gomezga na mtima wako wose, ndipo ruta ukarge chakurga chako chakugonera, ruwanko zaichi, Yesu Kristu wakukuchizga iwe.
Your trouble is your blood. Your diabetes. You believe that God will make you well and heal you then? Go on your road and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Make you well. Go believe it on your back.
Zanga, suzgurako ndindopa zako. Iwe ulina matenda gashuga. Kasi iwe kugomeze kutichivuta wakupangenge iwe wa msuma na kukuchizga iwe kuicho. Rutanga pa ulendo wako ndipo yowoya. Kumuangani iwe fumi Yesu. Wakukupanga iwe wa msuma. Ruta gomeze na mtima wako wose.
Come. Your back. You believe that God will heal the back and make you well? Go on your road and rejoice and say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Zanga. Msana wako. Kasi iwe kugomeze kutichivuta wachizgenge msana na kukupanga iwe wa msuma. Rutanga ulendo wako, ndipo sekerera na kuti, kumuungani imwefumu Yesu.
You also had something wrong with your back. Just keep on walking, say thank you Lord and heal. Believe it with all your
soul. Iwe na Yesu ukava na chinyake cha kwanangika na msana wako. Rutirira waka kuyendanga yowoyanga, kumuungani imwefumu, inenda chira, gomezga ichi na mtima wako wose.
You also had back trouble. What do you know about that? Believe with all your heart and go on your road and be made well. Believe Jesus Christ makes you well. If thou canst believe, all things are possible.
Amen.
All right.
Iwe na wese ukava na suzgo la msana. Kasi iwe ukumanyapo vichi za icho. Gomezga na mtima wako wose sono. Ndipo rutanga ulendo wako ndipo kakare makora. Gomezga Yesu Kristu wakuchizga iwe. Usange iwe unga gomezga vili vyose ndivya machitiko. Vili makora.
What if I didn't say nothing to you? Just pass by and laid hands on her. You believe she'd get well? They see what's wrong. You believe she would?
Wuli usange ine ntanka yoyenge chinyake kwa iwe. Ngizenge waka kufupi na kuvika maoko pa iyo. Kasi imwe mkugomezga kuti iyo ntena wanguchira. Iwo wakuona icho chanangika. Kasi imwe mkugomezga iyo ntena wanguchira.
Come here. I resent this devil in the name of Jesus Christ. May the power of God be in the child. Go down. Go down.
Zanga kuno. Ine nkuchikana chivanda ichi mzina la Yesu Kristu. Nkuromba nkongona ya chivuta yumichizge mwana. Amen. Kukaika chara mtu wa hili yose. Ndipo iyo wawenge makora. Gomezga na mtima wako wose.
If God doesn't heal you, you'll be on a truck someday with arthritis. But you believe that God heals your arthritis? Then go say, thank you Lord, I believe it, and you make me well.
Usanga chivuta ntawa kukuchizga iwe. Iwe usamkiendera ndodo zivarinyake. Chifukwa cha kupanya marundi. Kweni iwe ukugomeze kutichivuta kukuchizga kupanya kwa marundi yako. Ntawara urutanga yowoya. Kumuongani imwe fumu. Ine nkumugomezgani imwe. Ndipo imwe mwandichizga ine.
Come now. It's really your age. You're real nervous. Get real nervous late in the evening when you're working and everything. You're real nervous. You bleed now. It won't bother you no more, do you? Go on your road and say, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Vire makora. Zanga sono. Ichinadi ndi msinku wako. Iwo kuchita vinjenje chomene. Ukuchita vinjenje chomene. Chakumise chomene. Para iwo kugira nchito na chirichose. Iwo kuchita vinjenje chomene. Iwo kugomezga sono. Ichintachi kusugengeso iwe mtu wa iliose. Rutanga ulendo wako yowoyanga. Kumuongani imwe fumu Yesu.
Come, sir. Do you believe that God heals heart trouble? Yes. Will make your heart well? Just keep on moving. Say, thank you, Lord. I believe with all my heart.
Zanga bwana, kasiwe kugomeza kuti chiuta ukuchizga suzgo na mtima. Wapangenge mtima wako kukaramakora. Rutirira waka kuyendanga yoyanga. Kumuungani imwe fumu. Ine kugomeza na mtima wane wose.
God heals TB and makes well too. You believe that, sir, with all your heart? All right, go on your road rejoicing, saying, thank you, Lord.
Chiuta ukuchizga TB. Ndipo wakukupanga wa msuma na weso. Kasiwe kugomeza icho bwana na mtima wako wose. Vile makora. Rutanga pa ulendo wako ndipo sekereranga iwo yanga. Kumuungani umefumu Yesu.
What about you out there? Do you believe? How about the audience? Some of you in the audience now believe.
Kasiwe ukutivichi kuwana uko. Kasiwe kugomezga. Mkutuuli guru. Vanjiva imwe mguru mkugomezga sono.
This man sitting right here with bronchitis. You believe that God will heal the bronchial trouble? All right, you can have what you've asked for. Amen.
Mwanarume uyu wakarankanira hapa, wali na chikoso. Kasi iwe kugomeze kuti chiuta wachizgenge suzgo la chikoso. Vile makora, iwe ungamanya kupokera icho iwe waromba nteura. Amen.
High blood pressure sitting right behind him. Do you believe that God will heal your high blood? It left you, sir. I don't know him. Never seen him in my life.
Kuchimbira kukuru kwa ndopa, wakarankanira kunyuma kwa iyo kula. Kasi iwe kugomeze kuti chiuta wachizgenge kuchimbira kwako kukuru kwa ndopa. Uku kwa kuleka iwe bwana. Ine ntang kumumanya iyo. Ntandiri kumuonapo iyo mumoyo wane.
Say, sir, do you believe that them spasms in your muscles, nervous muscles, spasms, you believe that God will make it well? You do? Raise up your hand if you believe. All right.
Yoya bwana. Kasi iwe kugomeze kuti kunyunta kula kwa minofu yako. Kunjenjema kwa kunyunta kwa minofu. Kasi iwe kugomeze kuti chiuta wapangenge iche makora. Iwe ukuchita, kweza mchanya ukulako usange iwe ukuchita, vile makora.
Your wife sitting there, she's bothered with sinus trouble. Do you believe it leaves you too, sister? The lady sitting right behind us, there has neuritis. Do you believe that God will heal your neuritis, lady?
Mwari wanko wakara hapo, iyo kusuzgika na suzgo la misempa yandopa. Kasi iwe kugomezka ili ila kuleka iwe na weso mlongosi. Dona wakarankanira kunyuma kuitukula, walina kupapa kwa misempa. Kasi iwe kugomeze kuti chiuta wachizgenge kupapa kwako kwa misempa dona.
Here's a lady with a little red coat on here. She's sitting there. She has sinus trouble too. You believe that God will heal your sinus trouble? Raise up your hand if you believe it.
Ampa apari dona walina chikoti chichoko. Wavara chikoti chiskwesi apa. Iyo wakala uko. Iyo walina suzgo la misempa yandopa na yoso. Kasi iwe kugomeze kuti chiuta wachizgenge suzgo lako la misempa yandopa. Kweza mchanya wako lako usangiwe kugomeze ichi.
Anybody in here that believes that the characteristics of Jesus Christ is among us tonight, raise up your hand and say, I believe it.
Walipo minyake muna wakugomeze kudikashitiro ka Yesu Kristu karipakatipitu siku uu. Kweza mchanya wako lako yowoya, ine kugomeze ichi.
All that's in here will accept him as your healer. Stand up on your feet and say, I believe it. Raise up, stand up, out of your chairs, whatever it is. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today and forever. I give it to you in the name of the Lord God.
Mose imwe muli munno, mumzo merenge iyo ngati mchiriski winu, imirirani pa marundi inu, ndipo yoyani, ine nkugomezga ichi, kwezgani muchanya, imirirani, kufuma mumipando inu, chirichose chiriko, Yesu Kristu mwene yura mairo mahyono na miira ira, ine nkumupereka iyo kwa imwe, muzina rafumu chiuta.